McDonald Baseball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Max is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken and Associates LLC, Professional Land Surveying, Quality Propane and Fuels, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Chippewa Valley Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, and Wynn Family Dentistry. And now, with the Max Pregame Show, it's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Seth Smisky.
WOGO Max, your sports station.
Well, at least half of that equation is correct. Seth Smisky's to my left. Mark Halverson in for Caleb Swenson today on WOGO and the live video stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. And then thanks to Carter Jaeger and also Gavin Bovey for helping us get going here on the video side of things. And, boy, you got the red-hot McDonald Max, Seth, seven-game winning streak, 3-5 in the conference, but a bit deceiving, 11-5 overall. Haven't lost since dropping one to Bloomer 6-5 on May 1st, while Shell Lake comes in here at 5-3 in the Lakeland West. 7-5 overall, but haven't played in 8 days. How about it?
Yeah, this season's been a ton of fun, and I think the biggest reason is the way we're hitting the ball. Mm-hmm. You know, anytime you can watch a team come out and score the amount of runs we've scored over those seven games, it's a lot of fun to watch.
Absolutely, we've got those scores, and in fact, double digits, all of them on the offensive side, except for the last one, the win over Marshfield Columbus Catholic. But yeah, 12-4 over Regis, 11-1 over Clayton Turtle Lake, 14-4 over Augusta, 15-0 shutout at home over Flambeau, 18-6 at Cochran Fountain City, same day, 19-1 over Plum City Elmwood, and then 5-1 over Columbus Catholic. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, you look at those scores, and obviously they're like, yeah, maybe the competition wasn't there, but then we go to Columbus Catholic, and we saw two really good pitchers, and we came out on top in that one. You know, it was tied going into the top of the seventh. We scored one run, one earned run, and then the wheels kind of fell off a little bit for the pitching for Columbus Catholic. But, you know, that was a good team.
And, in fact, McDonald coming in here today, a very windy day, so it'll be interesting what kind of havoc that wreaks, pitching, fielding, mm-hmm. et cetera.
Yeah, I checked the radar also, and it looks like this rain may continue a little bit or get a little stronger.
Yeah.
So, definitely going to play a role in this game.
Not like yesterday, but still, again, these gusts were said to be up to 35 miles an hour. We'll take a two-minute break. When we come back, the first of our two coaches' conversations, we'll hear from Kyle Yusa, the head coach of the Shell Lake Lakers, and then the McDonald head coach as well, here on WOGO Sports.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Hey, it's Caleb for Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. The team at Livia personalized a weight loss and nutrition program just for me, and I lost 55 pounds in less than 3 months and have kept it off for well over a year. Livia also has the best pricing on GLP-1 medications, and they offer Lipo B12 and NAD Plus as well. Right now, you can save 50% on Livia's award-winning nutrition program. Lose 20 pounds or more by summer. Visit Livia.com, call 855-GO-LIVIA, or stop in to Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire.
In the dugout on a very windy day on the first base side with Ryan Hughes, the head coach of the Sheldon Packers, and game against McDonald. Coach, how was the ride down?
Pretty windy. It's a beautiful day. Any day we can play baseball is a good day.
Absolutely. And so your club coming in here in the Lakeland West, 5-3 in conference, 7-5 overall, but you haven't played in 8 days.
We've been struggling to get some games in with the weather, but it's fantastic to be out here, and we're looking for a good game.
What about facing this red-hot McDonald team reeled off 7 straight wins?
We're planning on putting up a good fight. We're a good team, and we're going to challenge them as best we can.
Same mindset as the Brewers are facing the Twins with an 11-game winning streak tonight at American Family Field. Tell me about the hurler you're going to throw today.
We have a senior on the mound today. His name's Isaac Crosby. He's our number one pitcher. He's actually a D1 college commit. He's planning on going to St. Thomas next year, so we're really excited about what he's going to do.
We're very familiar with that school, as one of our alums from last year is pitching there as well. So, all right, Coach, wish you the best today and the rest of the season.
Thank you. Fantastic. Have a great night.
All right. Kyle Yuza, and he is the head coach of the Shell Lake, and we'll come back with the head coach of the McDonald Max in just a moment on WOGL Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, market president at Northwestern Bank. And every day, our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
Metropolis Resort.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Max pregame on FM 103.1, Wogo.com, and the live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. And Tim Rubenschneider, head coach of the Red Hot McDonald Max, who come in here while 3-5 in conference, 11-5 overall, a 7-game winning streak. Coach, it's been a good May.
It has. It's been an exciting May. 7 games in a row. The boys are pretty excited. You know, we had a few bumps early in the year, but they put it together since.
What do you think has been the, some huge numbers offensively. Certainly that stands out.
Oh, yeah. Our errors have gone down. Our batting's been good, and our pitching's really come a long way.
Speaking of pitching, going with Eli Stepp today. Tell us about that.
He's had some really good outings the last few out. His fastball's been working good. His off-speed stuff's working well, and he's had some really good innings for us.
What about the Shell Lake team?
I don't know a whole lot about it. It sounds like the pitcher they have starting tonight is a D1 pitcher. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to see some good pitching tonight, and hopefully we can battle it.
Very good. Coach, we wish you the best and hope to talk to you afterwards.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Head Coach Tim Riemenschneider getting ready. McDonald and Shell Lake. We're getting closer to the first pitch in a moment. We're back in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Two balls, two strikes, nobody out, bases loaded, 3-3 game. The pitch from Gust. And this one up the middle, off his glove. He's going to have to go home. He'll throw and save. The game is over. The Cardinals win. Boy, Veer able to race in and get the game winner. The Cardinals win it 4-3.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with 5 membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, 2 early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky and the popcorn eating Gavin Bovey. He's got a golf banquet tonight, so we'll be taking care of some things here. Well, a lot of sports at McDonald. You know, we cover as many as we can. And, again, setting things up for a doubleheader in softball tomorrow, a 10:40 pregame for the first one. And then 11 o'clock first pitch as Madison Bauer will join me for that twin bill for the Lady Cards. But this is McDonald baseball. And again, you get close to seeding, and you get to the post, so close to the postseason, we can almost touch it now, Seth. And for McDonald to face a strong pitcher like this is a real break. A lot of times in non-conference games, maybe you don't see the better pitcher.
Yeah, no, it's great to see something like this, and probably see something like that next week as well. So, you know, just heading into the playoffs, you know, it'll be a good test for the boys.
Well, let's make sure we take care of business and our Toys and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Seth Smisky, how about it?
Well, I think tonight, facing a pitcher like that, we have to work this pitch count a little bit, you know, not just make them throw more than 3-4 pitches, you know, just try to work this pitch count. And then the weather's maybe play a factor tonight, so whoever can battle through that, you know, Hopefully it's us and we come out on top.
Get out early, right? I mean, if it's a shortened game for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. So we'll see if McDonald can keep that hot streak going here this evening. We're hoping they can and keep things moving here towards the postseason. That does it for the Toys and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer. Well, you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford, in Chippewa Falls. And get our eye on the clock at 4:54, so edging ever closer to the start of this one. And Kurt Galvez is our public address announcer, so we're going to be tuned in to him here as well. Let's give you kind of an overview, since we have a moment, for the Macs. They'll be in the field defensively. And Eli Stepp on the mound, the junior, and your son, Grant Smisky, behind the plate, the senior. How about Eli on the mound?
Yeah, Eli, at the beginning of the season, his first game out, he was just like lights out, and then he had a couple rough ones, and then lately he's been throwing the ball really well. So, you know, I'd like to see him continue that.
Yeah, build up that strong pitching staff, whether you're starting or coming out of the bullpen in the postseason. Again, at first base, it's junior Ryan Smiski. Isaac Crawford, the sophomore second baseman, goes with zero on his jersey. Cooper Mittermeier is the senior shortstop, number 7, and number 16, Cale Holm, the junior third baseman. And then the outfield from left to right for the Max defensively, as they'll take the field once we get this thing going with a little bit of rain. Alan Minan, the senior left fielder, number 8, number 17, David Anderson, the senior center fielder, and Carson Galvez, number 5, the junior right fielder for the Max. And they are going with a DH in this lineup today. Mason Bussey is number 24, the DH, and he'll work into that lineup in the bottom third at number 7, hitting in place of Galvez, the right fielder. And Shell Lake, you'll hear their lineup introduced shortly, but Charlie Yusa, the junior second baseman, will lead off. Caston Melton, the senior shortstop, batting second. Hitting third, Brock Nagson, the center fielder. Batting fourth, the pitcher, the senior, St. Thomas bound, number 13, Isaac Crosby. The 5 spot, the third baseman, number 7, Alex Marco. Hitting sixth is the first baseman, Connor Schrankel, the senior, number 14. In the 7 spot, number 10, the junior catcher, Obadiah Weideman. In the 8 spot, junior right fielder, David Marco. So, again, his brother Alex in that lineup as well. And David is the older of the two, the junior. And Pete Hampe, the senior left fielder, number 15 for Shell Lake. So it'll be Yusa, Melton, Nagson, Crosby, Marco, Schrankel, Weideman, Marco, and Hampe. Now, I don't think, are we under any kind of delay? Does anybody, are we? No, okay. So we're edging ever closer to these. The light's on already, Seth, so why delay, right?
Yeah. You know, one thing about tonight and seeing a pitcher like this is, you know, go out there and get a hit. You know, you're going to remember it. You know, if you can get a hit off a guy like this tonight.
For sure.
That'd be really cool.
We've seen that with Chi High earlier with the pitcher from River Falls who's going to Nebraska.
Okay.
And so, fastballs, a handful of them, 90 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's it's hard to simulate that.
Yeah, yep. I know, with Warren Bovee at Cadott there, I think Grant's got a couple hits off him, and he remembers those.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
That's a big deal.
Absolutely. Hey, Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire is the trusted leader in weight loss with doctor-recommended personalized weight loss and nutrition plans. Our own Caleb Swenson lost 55 pounds in less than 3 months, and he's kept it off for well over a year. It's not just if you can get it off, can you keep it off, and he has on the Livia plan. Livia also has the best pricing on GLP-1 weight loss medications. Mention WOGO Sports to save 50% on your personalized weight loss and nutrition plan. 50%, people. Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. Livia Weight Control Center. Here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Just got word that we're missing an umpire.
Okay. All right. So that is the bit of a delay. All right.
Yeah.
So
looks like we have one.
Okay. So, and we appreciate him.
Yep.
All right. We'll tell you what. We'll take another short time out and come back, hopefully, with a second umpire in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
All right, we've just learned it's about a 10-minute delay here, so we're awaiting an umpire, and so about a 10-minute delay. And so in the meantime, obviously, you've lived through this season, Seth Smiskey. And just to recap this, whatever you might recall, I mean, have you been to every single game?
I have not been to every single game. I missed the second Regis game, and then I didn't make it to the doubleheader down over the this past weekend here.
You've been to a lot more
but
than
I've been
I
to
have.
A lot of them.
You've been to a lot more than I have, and many of them on the radio here on WOGO Sports. And so as we think about some of these, certainly a sweet victory for the Macs in that 12-4 triumph over Regis anytime in the McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter if it's Tiddlywinks or Checkers or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But 12-4, a convincing win there.
Yeah, it was a good win. And, you know, we hit the ball really well. And Eli pitched that night, and he had a really good game there.
And then the Macs in the seven-game winning streak with an 11-1 triumph over Clayton Turtle Lake and 14-4 over Augusta.
Yeah, and that Augusta game, you know, we were kind of talking before the game that, you know, this should be one that we should be able to take care of and maybe get some other kids out there in the field. And going into the fourth inning, they were winning by a run. But, you know, we've had a few games this season where we've just had, like, that big inning where we just really pile some runs on, everybody starts hitting, and that's kind of what happened that game, and we put it away.
Then that continued, obviously, 15-0 home win over Flambeau, and then the two this past Saturday, 18-6 at over Cochran Fountain City, and 19-1 over Plum City Elmwood. But again, it's keeping the confidence there.
Yeah, and you know, the other night down there at over in Marshfield, Kale pitched probably the best game I've seen him pitch. It was fantastic. It was, you know, the run that scored, there was a couple things that happened, you know, out of his control. So, well, maybe one thing wasn't control. He threw back to second, I believe, and it got passed. But yeah, so it's, you know, he had just a fantastic game, and hopefully if he can keep that up, good things are going to happen for us, I think.
Absolutely, and that was that 5-1 win over Marshfield Columbus Catholic here most recently. But when you look at the Macs in the Cloverbelt West, at least, I mean, Bloomer at 7-3, Fall Creek ahead of him at 5-3, as is Regis, Cadott 4-4. But the Macs, while 3-5 in the conference, I mean, overall 11-5 with a seven-game winning streak, as we heard from the Macs coach, Tim Riemerschneider, it's been a terrific May, really, since that one blemish, the loss to start the month to Bloomer by just one run.
Yeah, and, you know, the beginning of the season, it's, I think for this team, it's unfortunate that we were so front heavy with conference games. But, you know, and maybe that's true for most high school teams. You got to work the bugs out. But it just seemed like a lot of those games, it was just, we were right there. Mm. You know, it was just, you were frustrated after the game because you felt like we should have won that game. And just, you know, we had a lot of errors and things like that at the beginning of the season. But it seemed to kind of rein that in now, and good things are happening.
So as much as the hitting gets attention, again, some gaudy numbers, but you would say cleaning things up defensively, and it seems like some pretty good pitching performances too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, between our pitching really locking in, and we've had, we were having games with 6, 7, 8 errors, you know, and that makes it tough on everybody, especially your pitcher. So we've been able to clean that up. And
Tell you what, Seth, it can happen at the major league level. Brewers in one of the games, lost four of their six on this road trip, had one game with four errors, and one player had two. I mean, all the way up to this is high school. I mean, it keeps going, right? I mean, that is strong pitching and defense, and take your chances at the plate, right?
So. Yeah, yep.
All right, so we're in a bit of a delay here, waiting for a second umpire who is hopefully going to arrive here soon. And once he does, we'll go through the usual introductions. So running a bit behind, but great to have you with us here on FM 103.1, Wogo.com, AM 680, and a live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. Check out the Metropolis Resort Smile Cam to catch all the in-game reactions and broadcast after broadcast here on WOGO. The YouTube channel, it's constant smiles in front of Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire with Action City, Chaos Water Park, and on-site dining and coffee. Book your adventure today at MetropolisResort.com. That's MetropolisResort.com. Shell Lake, meanwhile, as they come into this contest in the Lakeland West Conference, 5-3 in conference, 7-5 overall. So they've played four fewer games than McDonald as the Macs at 11-5. But there they are in second place. I mean, certainly Grantsburg is dominant, not only in softball but in baseball, as they are 9-0, Grantsburg. And, in fact, when they last played Shell Lake, beat them convincingly, I think was 20-5 on May 6th. Yeah. And so the last time Shell Lake played, they defeated Unity 14-4. But, again, that was 8 days ago, a week ago yesterday. But Grantsburg at 9-0, followed by Shell Lake at 5-3, then Luck 5-4, Clayton 4-3, Webster 4-5, Unity 2-7, and Siren 1-8 in the Lakeland West Conference. So,
So are those just their are
conference
those
records?
Conference records,
right,
okay.
Right.
Gotcha.
So it gives you some idea in terms of the competition. But interesting, McDonald's 7-game winning streak, better overall record, but further down in the Clover Belt West. But nonetheless, again, the wind seems, you know, it's still there.
Yeah.
Maybe not, but it was really blustery earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And as long as, you know, I looked at the radar and I was like, oh boy.
Yeah.
It seems like the rain, if it's, if we're going to keep continuing, it's not going to be a downpour, hopefully.
Nope.
So, but, yeah, so how'd you, fare through the storm last night? Okay.
Yeah, you know, I was at my downtown job on Barstow Street, and so, yeah, to see it come in, and we have this huge picture window there. It's right there in downtown Barstow Street, and so, yeah, it was more in downtown. It was more the pea-sized, marble-sized hail, not some of the huge ones I saw, but how did you fare?
No, we were good up in Chippewa. At least we were out at our place. We're more out by Lake Wissota, but seemed like Altoona. They got the brunt of the hail.
The Woodman's parking lot, I heard.
Yeah, Costco.
Heard about some shattered windshields.
Yeah. So I think there was a lot of people on the phone with the insurance company.
Oh, no, it was a busy day.
Yeah.
I was at a new business in Eau Claire, and he said, oh, yeah, the roofers are out in force right now.
Yeah.
For sure. All right, we'll take another one-minute timeout and come back in a moment, getting ready for Max Baseball against Shell Lake tonight here on WOGO Sports.
Hey, it's Caleb for Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. The team at Livia personalized a weight loss and nutrition program just for me, and I lost 55 pounds in less than 3 months and have kept it off for well over a year. Livia also has the best pricing on GLP-1 medications, and they offer Lipo B12 and NAD Plus as well. Right now, you can save 50% on Livia's award-winning nutrition program. Lose 20 pounds or more by summer. Visit Livia.com, call 855-GO-LIVIA, or stop in to Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
All right, if you're tuning in expecting Max Baseball, it's coming. It's just not here yet. We're in a bit of a delay. And before this game gets going, it's not weather related, though the weather is not the greatest, but it could be worse. And the lights are on and the scoreboard is lit. And most of us are here ready to go, but I think we are waiting for a second umpire. It's kind of what we've been told.
Yeah, hopefully we had one either coming or had one on standby that lived close. But
yeah, always good to have a backup again. And try to.
This is where the athletic director earns his money, I guess, right here.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, this is a good time to check the WDOGO sports calendar, which you can always do at wogo.com. And just to bring you up to speed on what is ahead, tomorrow we've got a softball doubleheader coming your way. And it all starts at 10:40 tomorrow morning as Madison Bauer will join us. And again, that is tomorrow at 10:40, the Lady Cardinals against Kimberly, and game two against Watertown. So two stiff tests, I'm sure, for Chi High tomorrow with that first game, 11:10:40 pregame. And then Max Baseball returns to these airwaves and the Wogo Sports YouTube channel on Monday at 4:40 as the Max at home here at Gannon Family Fields at Casper Park against Cadott. 4:40 pregame, 5 o'clock first pitch, and then Tuesday, Lady Max softball on May 20th as the Lady Max at home against Somerset, 4:40 pregame. And then we hit the road on Thursday as the regular season winds down, as Chad Frederick will join me as the Chi High baseball will be at New Richmond. Yeah, road game. He's logged a lot of miles doing road games. I think my only road game was Eau Claire North, but... Okay. Sending me to New Richmond here at the end of the regular season. So Chad Frederick and I, 6 days from now on Thursday, May 22nd, for a 4:40 game, and a significant game as far as that conference race is concerned.
Okay, so. Okay. What is Chi High's record? How are they? I don't really know.
They've had a lot of success this year, and it's been, and I'd have to, we'll work on it, but we've had the time here to do that, and but just giving you kind of an overview of what's ahead for a lot of action. It's been a busy spring here, and you can catch so many of these games. Traditionally, we've had for you the podcast at wogo.com, which is still there, but now also, of course, you can go and catch the games on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel that you may have missed or would like to watch again for yourself. So, yeah, Chi High Baseball, to update you on their success on the season so far, as Mitch Steinmetz coaching the Cards, and 6-4 in the conference, and so Hudson and New Richmond at 7-3, so it's very tight. River yeah. Falls and Chi High at 6-4, followed by Eau Claire North and Menominee at 5-5, Eau Claire Memorial at 4-5, and Rice Lake 0-11. So the Cards just split a doubleheader with Menominee the other night, and so hence they are overall, though, 14-5. So again, very good record and a great season for them so far. And so looking forward to that game next Thursday on the road at New Richmond. And just checking the remainder of their schedule, they'll have New Richmond on Tuesday at home, but we'll have the game for you on Thursday from Citizen Field there in New Richmond. And then winding out the regular season at Eau Claire Memorial on May 27th for the Cards, and then back here at Casper Park on Thursday, May 29th. So getting near the end of the season, and obviously McDonald, you can see at the WIA website, not a lot of the seeding has occurred, but apparently for Division IV, where the Lady Max are concerned for softball, they draw the 4 seed. So okay. We are already aware of that.
Okay. Yeah, I think we'll be in D5 this year for baseball.
So okay.
We were D4 last year.
But what you have is because of, I think that there are, traditionally, right, a number of schools in, across the length and breadth of the state that do play their baseball in the summer, so that lessens the number of overall teams, and that would give a McDonald with 198 student enrollment near that bottom tier. So, mm-hmm. Well, that's good. I hadn't heard that. I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure okay. that's how it's going to go this year.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's kind of funny to just because I went to Menominee and you know, like New Richmond, how they've come along. They had just come into the conference when I was in high school, and you wanted to play New Richmond because that was a win, you know.
Yeah.
But things have changed.
They have,
you know, both. You know, I can see it in baseball and football for sure. So. Yeah, they've really come along.
I think some of the population shifts, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
So that whole western part of the state, the ability to live in the great state of Wisconsin, but still maybe work in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if Rick's here yet, or he's the umpire we're waiting on,
okay.
I believe.
Rick Beyer? Okay.
Maybe Rick Beyer. I don't know. If it's a little windy. I don't think he forgot about us and was
out
on the lake.
All right. He apparently has arrived, so we're going to be turning over to the public address announcer, Kurt Galvez, here as soon as we can and get in the baseball game here this evening. Had a late start yesterday due to the weather.
Okay. Yeah, we were supposed to play yesterday. We were supposed to play Regis again yesterday, and that got canceled. Grant was pretty bummed when you're a senior like this and your games are numbered. He kind of
wants
to play as much as he can.
Play, absolutely. And yesterday they were creative with the scheduling of the contest that we brought to you here on WOGO by bumping it back to 6:30 last night and getting that contest in with the severe weather that did take place. But got it in McDonald at Cadott last night here on WOGO Sports. All right, so got our umpires here, and McDonald coach is out there. We'll get the Shell Lake coach. So let's take another time out. We're back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald baseball and softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Behind the plate for the Lakers will be number 10, Obadiah Wideman.
Kurt Galvez, our public address announcer, introducing the
11, David Marco.
Starting lineup for Shell Lake Lakers.
Number 5, Pete Campy. The head coach for the Lakers is Mr. Ryan Uza. And now let us welcome back home your McDonald Max. In center field, number 17, David Anderson. Playing shortstop, number 7, Cooper Mittermeier. Behind the plate for the Max, number 1, Grant Smisky. On the mound, number 2, Eli Stepp. At first base, number 15, Ryan Smisky. Playing left field, number 8, Alan Minan. The designated hitter, number 24, Mason Bussey. Playing third base, number 16, Cale Holmes. At second base, wearing 0, Isaac Crawford. And playing right field, number 5, Carson Galvez. The skipper for the Max is Mr. Tim Riemenschneider. Today's umpires are Mr. Rick Beyer and Mr. Dave Johannes. Game time temperature is 60 degrees, feels like 47, off and on rain and very windy. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the ball game
Okay. All right, there we go. We got our starting lineups introduced by Kurt Galvez, and we gave you the starting lineup ourselves earlier for Shell Lake. And so Yusa, the coach's son, the sophomore second baseman, junior, Kasten Melton, and Brock Nagson as well, the senior center fielder. As we get ready, as Eli Stepp, the junior right-hander. Tell us a bit more about Eli, Seth.
He's
quarterback in football, and he'll be one of the contenders for the quarterback job next year.
Yep. Him, Eli, and Kale probably going for that. But he's got a lot of speed. You know, he's got a lot of speed on the bases as well. So, you know, not just that pitcher. And then on his, when he's not pitching, he plays third base a lot. So, doing well out there. But, you know, he's put together some solid games here. So, like to see the same out of him tonight. And, we've got Grant back there at catcher, and he's had a solid. We saw firsthand against Columbus how valuable a catcher is. They had a lot of balls get passed, so you know it's been a solid season for him, and it's been.
All right, we're about ready to get started, so let's get this show on the road. And again, our umpires Rick Beyer and Dave Johannes. Which one do we have behind the plate? We know.
It looks like Dave Johannes.
Okay, very good. There's the first pitch, and there is strike one, and we're underway. 0-1, step to the leadoff hitter, Charlie Yusa, the second baseman, and strike two. 0-2 count from Eli, so pretty good control for Eli.
Yeah. Yep.
Good stance in there for Yusa, the junior. And this is an off-speed pitch, slug to left field, and coming over and making the catch for out number one is Alan Minen. So a fly out to left, one out now. And that brings up the number two hitter, Kasten Melton, the senior shortstop.
Off the bat, that ball almost looked like it was going to drop, but carried just enough for Alan to get up there and make play on it.
Yeah, good job. But it was more of a line out for sure, as Melton now also a righty, the shortstop. That went in the dirt for ball one. 1-0. First ball of the game for Stepp. I would have to say, though, stepping back, 0-2, probably too juicy of a pitch that if Eli could have that back, right?
Mm-hmm.
So fortunate that it did not go in there for a base hit. And the 1-0 pitch. And this one hit high in the air. It's going to be catchable. Coming in, the second baseman, Crawford, and he'll wave it off to the shortstop, Mittermeier, for out number two.
Good start.
Yeah.
Five pitches, two outs.
At bat number 19.
Absolutely, yeah. Keeping your eye on that. Of course, the 100-pitch rule in high school, which is always interesting, and as I've done a few Chi-High games and doing this, it works into the strategy, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's big. And here's the pop-out to short, and now Brock Nagson. And he looks at ball one, 1-0.
I like our scoreboard up there where we can actually keep an eye on the pitch count.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's a treat for sure. And there's a pitch that misses upstairs, 2-0. Having been to American Family Field for one game last year, they actually now will tell you what kind of pitch it was, how fast it was.
Oh, wow.
I mean, yeah. It's not like the old days at County Stadium.
Yeah.
Here's the 2-0 pitch. And that one's going to be low. So 3-0 now. So Eli, his first control problems of the day against the number three hitter, Nagson, trying to be careful with the senior center fielder. 3-0, and he gets ball four. So on four pitches, he walks him. And runner at first.
Yeah, a couple of those were close. They were just looking maybe a little inside.
So the first walk of the game for Eli Stepp, and it brings up Isaac Crosby, the senior pitcher, number 13. Runner at first base, looking him back, Stepp, the junior right-hander. There it is. The runner goes. There's the throw by Smisky out to second in the grass, and he's going to make – he was there anyhow.
So, yeah, even a perfect throw, I don't think he had a pretty good jump.
But Nagson, nonetheless, in scoring position now with two outs. And that runner has moved to second base. And this one gets away, and it's going to allow the runner to go wild pitch, if you will, rounding third. So the runner to third base now. And just 90 feet away from scoring as he gets the stolen base and the wild pitch. And so what looked like a 1-2, potentially 3 inning for the Max, all of a sudden now has Crosby with a count of one ball and one strike to the cleanup hitter. And Crosby looks at ball two, 2-1.
Yeah, it's that's baseball, right? You can start out like that, and now you got a guy standing on third.
So the 2-1 pitch from Stepp, here it is, in the dirt. Nice stop by Smisky, keeping it in front of him, and that makes it 3-1 now. So Eli was cruising along through those first two hitters, Yusa and Melton, but then the walk on four pitches to Nagson, and now Crosby ahead 3-1 in the count.
Yeah, it was one. Hopefully we can minimize the walks for sure because they come back to haunt you.
You've got the St. Thomas-bound pitcher on the other side, and there's one in the dirt, ball four. So his second consecutive walk put runners at the corners now. Four.
At bat for the Lakers, number seven, Alex.
The Shell Lake Lakers, Marco. And it brings up Alex Marco, just a sophomore, but he's hitting, got to have some the respect of his coach as he's hitting in that five spot.
Yeah, big batter here for Eli right now. Let's end this.
Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality, longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Incorporated, always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. All right, two are outs, runners at the corners. The pitch, he squares the bunt and then backs off. Smisky catches as the runner steals the base. So runners at second and third after ball one to the sophomore hitting in the five spot, Alex Marco at third base. And this one, he looks at, smashes to short, two hopper there, gobbled up, throw over on, over the head of the first baseman.
Wow.
And he got him somehow at first base, and the Max get out of it without a run, scoring amazing. We'll recap when we come back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky back, and let's recap again. Alex Marco, that ground ball to shortstop, and Cooper Mittermeier at a tough play, throws over to first, and Ryan Smisky somehow able to catch the ball, tag the bag in time, get Marco. Boy, it looked for sure like Shell Lake was going to be able to score on that, and the Max able to wipe the sweat off their brow.
Yeah, and Ryan's been having a heck of a year at first base. He's made some great plays for a big guy like that. His flexibility is just incredible. I've seen him pretty much do the splits this year.
Yeah.
But fortunately, when he jumped up, he came right back down on the base, and we were able to get the out there.
And so an impressive-looking pitcher, Isaac Crosby, a big fella out there, number 13 for the senior.
Yeah. You wonder, even from an umpire's standpoint, you see a pitcher like this throwing, you know,
Yeah.
You know, with this much more speed and stuff like that, how that changes.
How it affects, yeah, it's
yeah,
a good
how
point.
It affects them, you know.
So, McDonald, David Anderson, number 17, the senior center fielder, followed by Cooper Mittermeier, the senior shortstop, number 7, and number 1, the senior catcher, Grant Smiski. So, senior, we'll set Shell Lake for you defensively here in a moment, as they've got Isaac Crosby, the senior right-hander. As we told you, going to go to St. Thomas and play baseball. Obadiah Wiedemann is the junior catcher. Here's the first pitch. Fastball upstairs, misses 1-0.
Dave's just been having a great season.
Great athlete.
Yep. I think he's got to be batting around 450.
We talk about it a lot with his efforts in football. Swing and a miss, strike 1-1.
Yep.
The rest of their defense, at first base, senior Connor Schrankel. At second, coach's son, Charlie Yusa. The junior, Caston Melton, the senior shortstop, and Alex Marco, the sophomore third baseman. And there's a ball missing. 2-1 now. 2-1 to David Anderson, the leadoff player for McDonald. Sun coming out. We appreciate that. There's a pitch misses upstairs. 3-1 now to Anderson. The rest of the outfield for Shell Lake. Pete Hampe, the senior left fielder. Brock Nexon is the senior center fielder. And David Marco, the junior, in right. 3-1 to Anderson now. Nothing game. Bottom of the first. Mark Halverson, Seth Smiski on the call. Here it is. And fastball misses. Now, take your base. So, aboard, David Anderson. What about his speed on the base pass?
Yeah, it's what you'd expect.
Yeah.
He can move. And
what are David's plans after high school?
I believe he's going to lacrosse.
Okay.
So,
how about Grant's plans?
He's going to St. Mary's down in Winona.
Okay. Any sports plans for the guys as Cooper Mittermeier steps up?
I don't think so.
Yeah, okay. I'm just peppering you with questions. All right.
No, that's fine.
All right. And here's the pitch. And off speed in the dirt, misses, and coming out of there with it, Wiedemann. But the Anderson steals the base as the count goes to 1-0 to Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper, a little bit of struggle with that throw, but Ryan Smiski able to bail him out there in the top half of the first inning.
Yeah, and Cooper, he's been hitting the ball lately, but
1-0 pitch. That one's going to be called ball 2-0. Almost upstairs to Mittermeier.
Cooper's on base percentage is very, very high. He sees the ball well.
Well, I get you. With all the gaudy offensive numbers they've had lately, I think everybody's averaging on base is probably okay. That one's in the dirt, and it's going to get away and allow Anderson to go ahead and get third, as we now see a 3-0 count to Cooper Mittermeier in the two spot with Grant Smiski on deck.
Yeah, this is what we need right here. You know, he's getting deep into the counts a little bit, and I like to see that pitch count creeping up.
Isaac Crosby, going to join Easton Bob on that St. Thomas, the Chahai alum and the St. Thomas pitching staff. And that one is a called strike, 3-1 to a looking Cooper Mittermeier. With Grant Smiski on deck, Eli Stepp, the pitcher in the hole, the junior, already has his first inning under the belt. And there's a called strike, two. So from 3-0 to 3-2 to a looking Cooper Mittermeier.
Yeah, you got to think, that this type of kid could probably get it zeroed in, you know, at any moment.
3-2 pitch from Crosby, and this is tapped foul on the third baseline. We'll do it again. But able to milk him for some pitches. That's number 11 already, and just on the second batter and nobody out, runner at third.
Good at-bats so far.
So three balls and two strikes, nobody out, David Anderson at third. Nothing game, bottom of one here at Gannon Family Field. Casper Park will be here for a twin bill tomorrow. Shahai softball, the other side of this incredible park. Swing and a miss, strike three. That might have been ball four, but again, that fastball, he got him to go.
Yeah, he did have two strikes, he probably would have laid off.
Yeah. So first strikeout of the day for Isaac Crosby, and it brings up Grant Smiski. Grant, the catcher, hitting from the right side. Looks to be deep in the box. And the pitch. Ball 1-0.
I honestly don't know how you weigh off any of these pitches. I couldn't see.
Yeah,
they're coming in.
Well, you've been seeing the different, Division IV, Division V pitchers, and so this guy throwing harder. This one way upstairs.
Definitely.
Misses 2-0.
Yep.
I mean, we don't have a jugs gun here to tell you exactly how fast, but into the 80s, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Smisky, the catcher with the runner at third and one out for the Max. And that one fouled off, 2-1.
Well, I got a piece of it.
Mm-hmm. So two balls, one strike, one out, runner at third. Max, as Shell Lake kind of kicking themselves, they left two runners stranded in their half of the first. McDonald wanted to capitalize with that runner at third and nobody out. Able to steal a base and advance in the wild pitch. Here's the called ball, and now 3-1 to a looking Grant Smisky.
Hmm.
Senior for the Max out of the gate before you get to the junior Eli Stepp and Ryan Smisky to follow. 3-2 pitch, here it is, and this ball four, take your base. 3-1 it actually was, but he's aboard. And now the free pass, and somewhat similar to the
McDonald pitcher number two,
what Shell Lake had with runners at the corners earlier, but
junior,
with only one out.
Yeah, it's, we're in a good spot right now, and Eli's been hitting the ball well. So just put one in play here.
And corner on first, number 14.
Definitely score a run.
Winger.
Runners at the corners, only one out. And it brings up the cleanup hitter, Eli Stepp, the junior pitcher. How about Eli at the plate this year?
Eli's he's kind of he'll go 1-for-4 and then maybe like 3-for-4, 4-for-4.
Okay. And now throwing over to third base, and Anderson is back.
It's a little more all or nothing with the Eli.
Yeah.
So
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. So the cleanup hitter, Eli Stepp, waiting for his first offering from Isaac Crosby, the senior pitcher. There it is. And this one's stealing the base, and they're going to cut it off short to make sure that the runner doesn't go from third. And stolen base for the Max with runners at second and third. It removes any force outs at second base. So Smisky to second, David Anderson at third. Still only one out, and no balls and one strike. That was a called strike to Stepp, the junior from the right side against the right-handed pitcher. There it is, and this one in the dirt, 1-1. One ball, one strike to Eli Stepp. All righties so far for both teams.
Yeah, so far, it's good to see he's just not just mowing us down.
Grant Smisky, good lead at second. And this one high in the air, popped up and out of play behind home plate. I got to say, I parked our station vehicle and used as close as I could on the back side of the concession stands. I don't want to go back to the station and say, you know that hail damage that could have happened to a lot of people's Thursday night? Well, ours was a real baseball. It was
yeah.
Not baseball-sized hail. So you got to protect your vehicle, right? So
for sure.
Years ago, I hit a deer with the station vehicle. So that
was really?
Yeah, on the way back from doing a game in Wausau. So
okay.
One ball and two strikes now to Stepp. The pitch. And curveball misses, 2-2. Two balls and two strikes to Stepp. Runners at second and third. Max, boy, a single could score two. What a great way to start this non-conference game if they could do that. Try to push for their eighth straight win. Here it is, and this one off speed misses in the dirt, 3-2 now. So 3-2 to the cleanup hitter, Eli Stepp. Only one out, so it's not necessarily runners going because a line drive, you don't want to get doubled off the base, but we'll see how he defends and protects the plate. Cooper Mittermeier was retired earlier on strikes. The 3-2 pitch in the air, pop up on the infield, playable, and it's going to be caught going backwards. Isaac Crosby, the pitcher, for out number two.
Hmm. All right, one out left.
Yeah, so a pop out to number one for Stepp and Ryan Smisky now. Ryan, the junior first baseman. We need a hit from Ryan. How about it here, Seth?
Yeah, hey.
Tell me about your nephew.
No time like the present, Ryan. But, I think.
Big guy.
Yep, big guy, and he's got some power, and he's been doing pretty well lately.
Uh-huh.
Went through a bit of a rough patch, but for like two, three games, but
And he swings at one in the dirt, and that was going to be strike one. So, again, Ryan, a good-sized fella, and defensive end in football and a tight end, going to be a great target for whoever the quarterback is for the Max next year. Not that far away. Football in August. We're already in the middle of May here. 0-1 pitch, and the curveball for called strike two. So Isaac Crosby, one strike away from getting out of this, as did Eli Stepp in the top half of the first. It's going to be one of those games where you kind of, the offense comes close, but not able to achieve it. Here we go. And this one tapped down the third baseline, foul. So it stays 0-2 to Smisky with the runners at the corners. Time enough to tell you that White City Glass has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack. Call White City Glass today, serving all of western Wisconsin.
Yeah, Ryan's he hasn't hit one out yet this year.
He's got the power to.
Yeah, he does.
And, you know, the faster it comes in, the faster it goes out. But 0-2, not a hitter's pitch here. 26 pitches in, though, for Crosby. That's, if you want to count anything as a win, that's a win for sure.
Yes.
Stepp got out with 16. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. So a second strikeout of the inning, and the Max retired. They strand two at the end of one. We're scoreless at Casper.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Bases loaded, 3-3 game. The pitch from Gust. And this one up the middle, off his glove. He's going to have to go home. He'll throw and save. The game is over. The Cardinals win. Boy, Veer able to race in and get the game winner. The Cardinals win it 4-3.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Well, the early theme here at Gannon Family Baseball Field at Casper Park is missed opportunities, said Smisky. Wow, for both teams.
Yeah, definitely has been. And, boy, it would have been real nice to get a couple runs across there. But, you know, hey, it was nice to see we actually had some runners in scoring position.
And, yeah.
You know, hopefully we can build on that.
But it was true for both sides, though.
Yep.
Both sides stranded two runners and got runners to second and third and just not to be. And so it'll be Connor Schrankel, the senior first baseman, followed by junior catcher Obadiah Wyden and David Marco, the junior right fielder. The 6, 7, and 8 hitters for Ryan Uza. Shell Lake said coach.
Yeah, when Ryan was walking away after that strikeout, he had a big smile on his face, and it was kind of like, this guy's, he saw it because he was way behind it.
Yeah, but 27 pitches, that was a moral victory if you have to only get 100, and that is a lot of pitches in one inning. And Schrankel looks at the ball in the dirt, 1-0 now, as Eli Stepp, the junior pitcher with Grant Smisky behind the plate. His cousin Ryan over at first, Isaac Crawford, sophomore second baseman, Cooper Mittermeier at senior shortstop, and Cale Holm is at third base as the count goes to 1-1. So Stepp, righty, versus Isaac Crosby, the right-hander on the other side, and Schrankel hitting from the right side. So this one in the air, down the first base line, and it's going to be caught by the first baseman, Ryan Smisky, for out number one on the pop-up.
Good play for Ryan, catching out. You know, even little plays like that, boy, you don't take it for granted. And when you make them, probably not as big of a deal, but you miss them, pretty demoralizing, you know, especially for your pitcher. So just even little plays like that, it's nice to see that we're not bobbling it or anything like that.
Yeah, for sure. Obadiah Wideman now, the junior catcher, hitting from the right side. Off-speed pitch, swing and a miss, strike one from Eli Stepp.
Nice pitcher by Eli.
And there's another one for strike two.
Yeah, and I think he could throw another one just like that, and he'd be just fine.
Yeah, he's having his way here with Obadiah Wideman.
He's behind it by a lot.
Now, I'm going to ask you about the pitching staff in a moment here. And off-speed, he just misses. So, and he almost came close to hitting him.
He did. He did.
You don't want to do that.
No, heck no. Not when you're ahead.
You already gave up a hit on 0-2. Yeah. You don't want to give up.
There we go.
And able to get him on the strikeout.
Number 11, David
and so
Marco.
The second out there, and that is the first strikeout of the game for Eli Stepp. And a couple of walks in the first inning. And it brings up David Marco, the junior right fielder, hitting from the right side. Boy, lefties are going to come today. And what about our side? It's all righties here.
yeah, we got one lefty on our team,
okay.
Alan Minen.
Okay. Good to have that. And you see, both for the Chi-High baseball and softball, a bit more of a mix and a swinging strike, too, to Marco. Well, I was going to ask you in terms of it's actually 1-1 now. My apologies to Marco. And this one fouled off 1-2. But what about, would you say, is there a 1, 2, and 3 in terms of who's thought of as the number one pitcher on the staff?
Yeah, I think Kale's our number one. Eli's our two, and then Cooper
okay.
Mittermeier would be our three.
Okay.
And Alan Minen.
Swing and a miss. Strike three, and the last two batters retired on strikes. Middle of two, Chi-High, Chippewa Falls McDonald, and Shell Lake scoreless on WOGO Sports.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Middle of the second, bottom of the second now, as Ryan Smisky had struck out to end the last frame. And so it'll be Alan Minen, that lone lefty, Mason Bussey, the DH, and Cale Holm, the third baseman, the 6, 7, and 8 hitters for Coach Tim Riemenschneider's squad.
Yeah, but, no, getting back to our pitchers. So Cooper and then Alan Minen's coming and pitched. Carson Galvage, he's pitched a bunch of innings.
And you just never know, right?
Yep.
I mean, especially when you've got conference and non-conference and it's a busy and full schedule. And that extends into the postseason because injury-wise, I mean, you just never know, right?
Yep, and I think that's where we're fairly strong there
with
a lot of arms.
And then
you can't forget about David Anderson. He's kind of like almost like a closer. He throws very
–
he's got some good velocity on his balls. So.
Nice.
Yeah, it's been good.
And I would just say, and for the whole Chippewa area, for people who play, and they play, these guys, I know McDonald and Chi-High playing in the summer, loving the game. And there, Minen gets hit. Looks like he was hit and should take his base.
He is
hit by a pitch. So that's how we'll start here. The very first pitch in the second inning, so the runner aboard at first is Alan Minen. And it brings up Mason Bussey, the DH. And this, Mason is a big dude.
He is a big dude. I think he's hit two out so far this year. He'd like it to be more at this point, but he's
just a junior. But he's a force. Football, basketball, baseball, and the throw over to first and the runner back.
Yep, he's kind of had an up and down season. So, be a good night to get it on the upswing.
There you go. In that number seven spot, and Holm at 8, and Crawford at 9. Big fella. I don't know, 6'3", 6'4", at least maybe 6'5". And there's the ball going to get away from the catcher and allow the runner to advance, and Minen makes it to second base standing.
I think we're going to be able to move around the bases tonight with pass balls.
Yeah, Obadiah Weideman, the junior catcher, not able to, and that, I think that was legitimately a pass ball at his glove and then scooted away afterwards. So I think I know as a broadcaster, a lot of times you can lean towards the wild pitch as the call, and sometimes it's kind of selective on the difference there. And that one nabbed by Weideman as the count at 1-1.
Mason actually reached the other night on a pass ball strike three.
Really?
Yeah.
He hustled it out?
He hustled it out.
Huh. All right. One ball, one strike to Mason Bussey. Runner at second and nobody out. Isaac Crosby, the senior pitcher. And this one fouled off by Bussey, 1-2. For a limited time, Royal Credit Union is offering $250 for new checking accounts so you can get the perks you need plus an extra bonus for making the switch. Opening an account is easy. Visit any Royal Credit Union office or go to rcu.org. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends end of the month, insured by NCUA. This one, ball high. 2-2 to Bussey. Two balls and two strikes to the big fella. Mason Bussey, DH, hitting in place of Carson Galvez, the right fielder for the Max. Wind, I have to tell you, it was a lot stronger before the game. It's still here, and it's a lot colder than those 580-degree days we had Sunday through Thursday. But, and this one, in the air, foul, and a going out of play. Oh, it's actually within the fenced-in area, but the catcher, Weideman, not able to get there. Fortunate for the car. It was a tough play, though.
It would have been a tough play, especially with the fence coming up so fast on you like that.
And it wasn't the highest pop-up. So, but Bussey battling in there.
Yeah.
Against Isaac Crosby, the St. Thomas-bound pitcher. We don't want to oversay that, but it is kind of defining. We know how good Easton Bob was for the Cardinals and been a part of that staff. I know his dad, when he joined us in the game a week ago, said Easton had just got his first win, so that was exciting.
No.
The 2-2 pitch. Here it comes. This one smacked to left field. Pretty well hit, and that's going to get all the way off the fence for Bussey, and the runner is going to round third and get it home, and it's 1-0 McDonald.
Wow. That is nice. That was a nice hit. Nice
shot.
He
clubbed it. Yeah, he clubbed it.
He did. Yep, good for Mason, because Mason's it's been kind of up and down. You know, last game I don't believe he had a hit. So it's good for Mason getting a hit there, and you know, you never know what's going to spark something.
Well, yeah, exactly, and that should instill further confidence, saying, "Hey, you know, I did that."
Yeah, and especially getting a hit off this guy. You know, I mean, hey, it's a big win.
And so the Max now with keeping a runner at second base. And there's a fastball called strike to Cale Holm, the third baseman. So the Max leading it 1-0. And this one slugged to the left center field. And here comes the chase. And the center fielder is going to make the catch, Brock Nagson, for out number one. But a nice...
Sounded nice off the bat.
It was, yeah. Holm hit it solid, but unfortunately gave enough time. A little different maybe than Bussey's hit.
Yeah, needed to be 15 feet left or right a little further, and I don't think they would have got to it.
So 1-0 McDonald. And again, noting that Crosby is 36 pitches in with one out, one on, and it brings up Isaac Crawford, the number 9 hitter, and there's a ball, 1-0.
Isaac's been seeing the ball. He's been hitting the ball well.
In that 9 spot, sort of that secondary leadoff guy,
All
right. Crawford from that right side, everybody but Alan Minen for McDonald. And there's one that gets going to be a wild pitch and allow Bussey to hustle his way to third base. And so the runner at third, 90 feet away from McDonald's second run as Crosby sees his count go to 2-0.
It's just fun to watch Mason.
I know. He's a big fella.
He's a big dude.
But he's a defensive lineman or offensive lineman way, and so key in the McDonald football attack on both sides.
Yep. Yeah, he's got good athleticism for a guy his size.
Is it fair to say lumbering?
Caleb usually says we've been using the term chugging.
Okay, all right. And 3-0 now. 3-0 as that one misses, and Isaac Cross, Shell Lake, about ready to throw his 40th pitch here in the bottom half of the second inning. 1-0 McDonald. And this one's going to be a ball four, so take your base, and Crawford's aboard on a walk.
So David,
runners at the corners.
Yeah. David Anderson, you know, he's just continuing to hit the ball well. He had two hits the other night, I think. Just the past three seasons,
yeah.
You know, he was more of a, with the speed, he was a bunt guy.
Okay.
Because he reached a lot on bunts.
Nice.
Not hitting the ball. But this year, I don't know what it is, but he's seeing things, and he's smacking that ball.
40 pitches in for Crosby. Max only have one in. Runners at the corners and only one out. Leadoff hitter David Anderson. The pitch. Ball high, and it's going to fire it out to second base. Good close play, but able to make it in safely is a sliding Isaac Crawford. So runners at second and third and one out.
That's about as close as you want to get it. I think the umpire in the field was almost going to give the out.
Right.
It was
a good throw by Weideman.
It was.
And a close play, but I think the right call that Crawford got in there and dirtied his uniform. He's going to need tied. And the count now 2-0 to David Anderson. With Cooper Mittermeier on deck and Grant Smiske in the hole. Just still one out. Max have one in. Runners at second and third. And this one misses 3-0 to Anderson. So probably a red light here that would load the bases for Mittermeier. We'll see. It's Crosby having some control issues. The senior right-hander for Shell Lake. The pitch. This one. Take your base, and he's aboard. Base is loaded.
All right. Big spot here for Cooper.
Shortstop
Cooper gets
seven.
On base.
Cooper.
Yeah. And
Mittermeier.
Let's see now. That is one, three walks. No, four walks. No, we had double. So three walks and a hit by bats. Hit batsman. Cooper Mittermeier struck out his first time. Base is loaded, and he looks at a called strike one. So does Cooper do a lot of bunting in this two spot? Not necessarily.
No.
Okay.
I would say no.
Base is loaded. So Max everywhere you look with only one out. Pitch number 47 now for Isaac Crosby of Shell Lake, and called strike two. So 0-2 to Mittermeier with Grant Smiske on deck. Don't want to hit into a DP here. Keep this thing alive. And right now, he's one strike away from being K'd for the second time. Mittermeier trying to defend the plate. The 0-2 pitch, and this one fouled off. Stays 0-2 to Cooper, the shortstop for the Max, the senior shortstop. As a...
We're
approaching 50 pitches here. So, again, after the big inning at 26-27 pitches, Crosby getting it up to 50 after two innings is huge. And this one slugged pretty good to left field. He gave it a long ride, backing up the left fielder. Is going to make the catch route number two. Runner's going to tag and get in and score. Bussey and the other runners move to second and third. It's 2-0 McDonald.
Great contact by Cooper there. You know, and that's we'll take it. Advanced all the runners and
for sure.
You know,
scorched
it,
Mason, but yeah. No, good contact, right?
Yep.
I mean, he would have loved a homer, but
we'll take
it. Runners still at second.
Absolutely.
And third. And McDonald leads it 2-0. And two are out. Still the bottom half of the second. And this one, fastball misses 1-0 to Grant Smiske, who his first time walked and reached second base. So 2-0 Max, runners at second and third, two out. Smiske looks at a fastball missing, 2-0 to Grant.
Yeah, I got to think Grant's thinking, give me something to swing at.
Yeah, I didn't come up here to be a statue.
Yep.
2-0 to Smiske, two runners in scoring position. From Crosby, here it is. And a called strike.
Yeah, that's it right there.
Yeah, that was the one. So 2-1 to the Max catcher. McDonald putting two across this inning after threatening in the first against Shell Lake Lakers. Isaac Crosby, the senior right-hander, fires and misses 3-1. 3-1 to Smisky. Two out, two on, two in for McDonald. Cloudy day. We had the sun for a while and good amount of clouds now. Chilly. And this one in the air, right field. Coming in, the right fielder, Marco, and he dives and makes the catch for out number three, robbing Smisky of a single. But the Max score two, Strand two, end of two from Gannon Field at Casper. It's McDonald two and Shell Lake nothing on WOGO Sports.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
McDonald trying to extend their winning streak to 8, lead it 2-0 as we head to the top of the third. For Shell Lake, it's going to be number 9 hitter Pete Hampe, followed by Charlie Usa, the junior second baseman, and Caston Melton, the senior shortstop. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services. Whether it's for you or your business, Chippewa Valley Financial Services is always here to help.
A lot of action on the bases for us, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of runners on, and that's really good to see.
I think as a Chi fan and broadcaster, you've been seeing a lot of that here recently, right?
Yeah, we have, and it's good to see carrying on tonight.
Yeah, and there's a off-speed pitch that misses 1-0 from the Cardinal right-hander in the short sleeves. You know, it's a little chilly, but he's going short sleeves to Eli Stepp, and there's an off-speed pitch, misses again 2-0 from Stepp.
Yeah, he didn't miss by much on that one, just a little low.
53 pitches in for Crosby through two innings, just close to, this is the 30th pitch now, and Stepp sees it go to 3-0 to the leadoff hitter Hampe, number 9. Again, we're not real familiar with his average or on-base percentage, but ooh, that one, a little chin music, and take your base. So Pete Hampe is aboard to start third, and that is the third walk of the game for Eli Stepp.
Yeah, it's just tough when you walk that leadoff guy, just with no outs, putting a guy on right away. It makes things more interesting.
And so that brings up Charlie Usa, the second baseman, flew out to left his first time. Hitting from the right side, runner goes, ball in the dirt. Smisky fires it out there, throws it to second, and not in time. And the runner in with the steal.
Yeah, I think maybe that time, if the throw would have been lower, he could have had a chance on that one.
And so the count 1-0 to the number 2 hitter in the inning, the leadoff hitter, Charlie Usa. As we told you, flew out to left his first time. This one in the air to right field, giving chase over there. Galvez is going to be under it for out number 1. Runner's going to try to tag. He'll get it into the shortstop. The throw over to third, not in time. And the runner advances. So that officially functions. The sack fly to right field moves the runner. And one out, runner at third. And it brings up Caston Melton.
Number 4, Caston Melton.
Yeah, it's... You know, it's with only one out.
Yeah, so Melton with
anything, any little hit or anything scores him.
Melton popped out to short his first time. Eli Stepp here in the top half of the third inning. One third of the way to 100. He's got 33 pitches, but his counterpart Crosby, 53 already through two innings. Runner 90 feet away. Off speed is going to be single to left field, and that's going to score. And Shell Lake has cut the lead to 2-1 on the single by Melton. So the RBI there. And we've got Pete Hampe scoring and makes it a 2-1 game.
I bet 19, Brock Mason.
Yeah, it's hard to tell what their average is here, but I'd say, these first four or five guys can definitely hit the ball.
Right. And Brock Negson now, the senior center fielder, big number 19, and he reached on a walk his first time, then stole a base. And remember, they had the first two outs, and then Negson got on board. And this one off-speed in the dirt, and no chance there for Smisky as the runner steals. And so Melton off to second, one out, and one runner at second, and one in for Shell Lake. It's become a 2-1 game. Days like today, it is nice to be in the press box because it's cold and windy.
Yep, I don't mind.
And then swing and a miss, and the umpire got kind of whacked back into the face there.
He took that one directly off the mask. Yeah, I think that woke him up.
Mm-hmm. And again, our home plate umpire, Dave Johannes, with Rick Beyer on the bases. And Beyer will come in as we'll get a bit of a break. So I can tell you, propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages, like some may have had yesterday. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels when you need propane for your home or business. Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and community. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Well, Caleb Swenson, typically you're the voice of Max Baseball, and he'd love to be here with you, but family called, and his brother Elijah graduating from college tonight, so congratulations there, and he'll be back with you next week on Monday and Tuesday calling Max action here on WOGO Sports. All right, 1-1 the count, and this one in the air, right field line, giving chase, long run, and the catch is going to be made by Galvez in right. As the runner advances to third, and that throw is going to go over the third baseman's head and allow the runner to try to score, and the throw is going to be late, and we're tied at two. So good catch by Galvez, but too much arm. I didn't see. Was it directly Galvez's throw then?
Yeah. Okay. And he gave it everything he had to get it over there, and unfortunately it was a little too much and sailed over Cale's head.
Yep. And so Kasten Melton scores, and we're tied at two.
At bat, Laker pitcher number 13, Isaac Crosby.
And now trying to help his own cause, Isaac Crosby in the cleanup spot for Rice Lake's Ryan Uza. Shell Lake, 215 students, 198 for McDonald. And hitting from the right side, Crosby, who walked his first time. And called strike one. Oh, now 1-1, apparently. 1-1 with a tie game at two here, and two outs after that fly ball. And this one to right center, long run. It's going to get in there. Not able to get there was David Anderson. And heading to second is Crosby with a double. So they're touching step a bit here in the top half of the third inning with two across. And Alex Marco, the sophomore, coming up. He grounded out to short his first time to close out that top half of the first inning.
Alex Marco.
Yeah, just out of the reach of David Anderson. You know, David with the speed out there, he gets to a lot of balls.
Right.
Just couldn't quite get there on that one.
Yeah, good piece of hitting by Crosby.
Yep,
I mean, he
well
put it out
ball.
There into that, looks even right now. That's a big gap between center and right, right?
Mm-hmm,
And he stroked it there.
Yep.
You maybe have a tendency to a right-hander to lean a little bit towards left center,
Yep.
And we should probably tell you, it's 3:15 down the lines here. 350 to the gaps and 375 to straightaway center field. Off-speed pitch called strike one. So a nice pitch there by Eli Stepp. To Alex Marco, the lone sophomore in the starting lineup. And this one a pop and make it a fly ball into the outfield. And the catch is going to be made. A long run by Alan Minen to end the inning. But not before Shell Lake scores twice. They strand one. Middle of three. We're tied at two. Shell Lake and McDonald on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank. And every day, our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
To the bottom of three we go, tied at two, so Shell Lake answers. McDonald, two runs from the bottom of the second. It brings up Eli Stepp, Ryan Smisky, and Alan Minen, the 4, 5, and 6 hitters for the Max against Isaac Crosby. And again, he's got 53 pitches through two innings, and Stepp now has 42 through three innings.
Yeah, let's get Eli on base here. And
you know, I don't think they have a second pitcher who's going to pitch at St. Thomas, so he's almost certainly their ace.
Sitting off the bottom of the third.
Yep.
So McDonald,
keep doing what we're doing here.
Eli Stepp.
And Stepp popped out to the pitcher his first time. As he told you, a lot of the guys with the longer sleeves, Eli, you know, short sleeve, he reminds me like a tough Packer on game day here in the cold weather. As the first one, a called strike, 0-1. Bottom of three now, tied at two here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This one fouled off, 0-2. Yep. No balls and two strikes. 55 pitches in is Isaac Crosby. Leading things off, Stepp, 4, 5, and 6 hitters. He's a cleanup hitter for the Max. And this one over his head, and he ducks down, and count goes to 1-2.
Yeah, Eli, he can get a hold of the ball. He can drive it, too. You know, he hits the ball well. I think down there at that doubleheader, he hit two out.
One ball, two strikes. The pitch. Called strike three, and just a long look there from Eli.
Yeah.
Disappointed for that one, as it is the third strikeout on the day for Crosby.
First baseman number 15, Ryan Smisky.
So Ryan Smisky now, the junior first baseman who did strike out his first time back in the first inning. In the right side, kind of an open stance. And the fastball called strike one. Bottom half of three, tied at two here on WOGO. Live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. Swinging strike two, and that was an off-speed pitch that fooled him.
Yeah. You can just tell he's not super comfortable right now.
Well, now, especially if you're going to a really good fastball or a changeup. And there's a called strike three. So Ryan, looking at that one, goes down. And two are out now in the bottom half of the third. As Smisky struck out both times today. And Alan Minen, left side. Alan was hit by a pitch and scored the Cardinals the Max first run.
Yeah, it seems like he's dialing in a little bit here.
Yeah. Maybe they had their chances in the first couple of innings. We'll see. But again, that's why you keep your focus on the pitch count. And Minen looks at ball one, 1-0. 1-0 to Alan Minen, the lone lefty for the Max last inning, hit by a pitch. The first pitch of the second inning put him on base. It was a good way to start an inning that led to two runs for McDonald. And this one, he looks at a called strike, 1-1.
Yeah, I can just caught the outside corner.
Mm-hmm. Your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore. New items added every day with amazing deals. We'll tell you about it in a moment. This one fouled off by Minen. The count goes to 1-2. Yeah, amazing deals at Bargain City Superstore with those new items added every day. Amazing deals on furniture, appliances, home goods, clothing, and so, so much more. Name brands at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls and now in Rice Lake and Eau Claire. The 1-2 pitch, here it is from Crosby, and this off-speed pitch fouled off. So it stays 1-2. with two outs for the Max, and their 4 and 5 hitters have been struck out. So Crosby's numbers up to 4 Ks on the day, and he's got 3 walks and a hit batsman. So, but as Seth was saying, maybe kind of dialing things in here a little bit. The big fella, Crosby, don't have an actual height. And this off-speed upstairs, or at least maybe a curveball, but 2-2.
Good at-bat so far for Allen, falling a couple off and staying in this thing.
2 balls and 2 strikes to the left-handed hitting Allen Meinen, the Cardinals' left fielder, Max. Boy, I'm sorry. And now he's going to try to beat out the strikeout and the throw to first in time to get him. He can't pull off a bussy. But nonetheless, he strikes out the side, does the right-handed pitcher Crosby through three from Gannon Field and Casper. We're tied at 2 on WOGL Sports.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max. Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
To the top of the fourth we go. Shell Lake and McDonald battling. Max looking to extend their winning streak to 8. Shell Lake saying, no, we didn't travel this far to lose to you. It's Connor Schrankel, Obadiah Weideman, and David Marco, the 6, 7, and 8 hitters against Eli Stepp. And Crosby, Seth, doing a better job that inning, striking out the side, and now 65 pitches through 3 innings. That was his best inning by far.
Yes. I mean, I think he walked somebody or multiple.
Yeah. He only had 12 pitches that inning.
Yeah. Yep. No, so definitely dialing in a little bit, and let's, you know, now we're facing the bottom of their order, so let's return the favor here.
And at this point, almost like a boxing match, you might think about trying to extend and say, hey, if we can get to the latter part of the game, as Stepp has a called strike one to Schrankel, who popped out to the first baseman his first time, so it's 0-1. But be thinking, hey, let's try to get to their bullpen. And this one hit pretty well to right field. Here's the long run for Galvez, and it's going to get in there for a base hit. And so a leadoff single to start things for Shell Lake. And Schrankel is aboard and brings up Weideman, the junior catcher who struck out his first time.
Weideman.
Like to keep him on first base too. They've had extra bases quite a bit so far.
Yep.
You know,
yeah, a lot of stolen bases. And there's a fastball called strike one to Weideman, who again was struck out his first time. And David Marco, the junior right fielder, on deck. And a 2-2 game here, top of 4 on WOGO. And this one fouled off. Count goes to 1-2. 0-2.
Good count here. Let's finish it.
Yeah.
Eli
at 46. So has not quite reached 50 pitches here with one on, nobody out here. And the throw over to first. Top half of the fourth inning, Schrankel aboard with that leadoff single. As Weideman, the junior catcher, righty versus righty. And this one grounded third base, fielded over there by home. Throw to second for the force. Throw over to first is not going to be in time. So make it a 5-4 force out, fielder's choice.
Number 11.
And that's David. How...
Marco.
It was going to.
That's
gonna,
how Weideman reaches.
Yeah, it was going to be close at first.
Yeah.
The throw just pulled Ryan off just a little bit, but you know, it was kind of a bang bang play. Isaac just had, you know, time to just spin around and throw it. So
one out here, and it brings up David Marco, And the runner goes, and Smiski now gunning it out to second base in the dirt, and Crawford deflects it, and stolen base for Weideman.
Yeah, Grant a little off. You know, he's thrown down to second, had quite a few outs this year, but not locating it as well tonight.
And so no balls and one strike to Marco, the junior right fielder in that number eight spot for head coach Ryan Uza. And the off-speed pitch gets him upstairs, and a swinging strike two. So 0-2 now. 0-2 to Marco with Hampi on deck. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Ball misses. 1-2. Stelter Incorporated, always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. One and two. And this one on the infield into the shallow outfield. Crawford goes back, makes the catch, and the runner will hold. So two out now on the pop-up catch of Marco, and a nice catch by Crawford into the outfield. That's a guy I'm looking forward to seeing in the running back position next week. But, you know, obviously we've got
You still got Dawson in there.
I know, you got Moulton. But Moulton and Crawford, I think, would be a good 1-2 punch.
Yep. And, even Eli with his speed, might see more touches this year. So, yeah, it'll be interesting.
There's a called strike to Hampi. Hampi walked his first time in that nine spot. So 0-1 to Hampi, and there's the delivery, and fouled off, and all of a sudden step in front, 0-2. With two outs, and the runner has moved to second base here.
I think it'll be interesting to, see who takes over for David Anderson.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So the Macs get out of it, and Shell Lake strands one. We go to the bottom of four, and we're still tied at two. McDonald and Shell Lake on WOGO Sports.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Bases loaded, 3-3 game. The pitch from Gust. And this one up the middle, off his glove. He's going to have to go home. He'll throw and save, the game is over. The Cardinals win. Boy, Veer able to race in and get the game winner. The Cardinals win it 4-3.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
To the bottom of four we go. A 2-2 game in the cold and a bit of a wind here. And thankfully, the rain has subsided. Mason Bussey, the DH, followed by Cale Holm and Isaac Crawford, the 7, 8, and 9 hitters for the Macs, who got both of their runs in the second inning. But, boy, Isaac Crosby, the St. Thomas-bound senior, the right-hander, has left the game. And now we've got a different pitcher in here. Or am I getting screwed up?
No, you are right.
Yeah.
And from what I'm seeing...
Yeah, it's Pete Hampi. Pete Hampi, the senior.
Okay.
Yeah.
From what I'm seeing in the warm-ups, that we're going to have to readjust.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah, it's a lefty.
Yep, and quite a bit difference in velocity, for sure, speed.
All right. And
which sometimes can be
I know what other
tough.
Changes did...
So I the pitcher went to first.
Okay, Crosby's at first. Okay, so... And then, and Hampi had been playing left. So who's in left?
I can't.
Okay.
I can't see
Kyle
a number
Gleason,
yet.
The freshman. Okay.
Okay.
He's the only reserve they brought was Kyle Gleason, and they said, "Yeah, we got a JV game, so everybody else is playing JV." So.
Huh.
Yeah, the coach before the game, he gave me just the last names, and he didn't have a roster.
Gotcha.
And he's not on Game Changer, so I'm like, Coach, I'm going to need some first names.
Yep.
So he was very obliging with that. And he was like, wow, I didn't know we're getting the big time. We're getting radio and TV.
Yeah. Well, so. Hopefully, you know, folks back home at Shell Lake can tune in.
Right.
Take the game in.
And it's not just if you get your game. I mean, you got the video afterwards.
Yeah.
See all the mistakes I made. No. It's about the kids. All right. So the senior over at first. All right. And now Hampy is in from the outfield to be the pitcher. And he's a lefty. Well, we didn't know that, right, because they didn't have any lefty hitters. But he throws lefty. And Hampy, number five.
Yeah.
And we're underway to Mason Bussey. And Bussey... 1-1 to Bussey. The big fella from the right side looks at the pitch from the lefty, and now it goes to 1-2. Bottom half of four, tied at two. All right, well, that's interesting. And so maybe you know this, Seth. I think if they wanted, they could bring Crosby back later.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. And a swing and a miss, strike three. So Bussey's going to go down. Remember, he did have the single in the RBI last time, but he goes down swinging this time. Mm-hmm. And that's the first strikeout for Hampy.
Yeah, we actually saw that against Bloomer. Bloomer brought a pitcher back for the last batter of the last game we played him.
Yeah, that's a good strategy, I think, by Uza to say, hey, he's got 37. Obviously, we'll keep track of that. But Hampy coming in here in the 2-2 game to face Cale Holm, who flew out to center his first time. The left-hander Hampy, here it is. This one fouled off 0-1. No balls and one strike. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. 0-1 the count. Hampy, the left-hander, to Cale Holm. The pitch. Ooh, and he came busting in on him. The lefty to the righty and misses 1-1.
Yeah, he didn't go.
Nope.
I think the catcher wanted him to. Wanted to think he did, but he didn't.
Set this for you. Pete Hampy, the left-handed pitcher. Weideman is still the catcher, Obadiah. And this one grounded down the third baseline, and a tough stop made by Marco. Throw over to first is going to be in time to get the out. So good job there. Long throw across the diamond by the sophomore third baseman, Marco. Score that 5-3 for the second out. And two are down now. And it brings up the number nine hitter, Isaac Crawford, the second baseman. But defensively, Weideman still at catcher. Isaac Crosby is the senior first baseman, who was the starting pitcher. Usa is the junior second baseman. Kasten Melton at short. Alex Marco at third. Kyle Gleason's the freshman left fielder. Brock Nagson's in center. And David Marco is in right. And there's a ball missing 1-0 to number zero, Isaac Crawford, who walked his first time and reached third base. So 1-0 to Crawford, hitting from the right side, 2-2 game, and misses 2-0. Isaac with good speed, he gets on the bases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's just such a good, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. that play by their third baseman. That's,
yeah, that was solid.
Know, yep, it was solid. Good.
And a swing and a miss, 2-1. My wife goes to a mission festival. She is an executive director of a nonprofit called Teamwork Africa. We started to work in Liberia. And so speaking of Shell Lake, ball fouled off. It's meant a lot to our family for many years. The Shell Lake Full Gospel Church is one of the best missions festival I know of every October, about the middle of October. And so Virgil Amundsen is a graduate of Rice Lake High School from back in the day. And I want to say it was a team that made it to the state tournament in basketball. He was a point guard for, and a former passer. And that one's going to get in there for a base hit for Crawford. Now he's going to dig for two. The throw to second base is going to get by the shortstop, and Crawford's going to stay at second with a double.
Yeah, he almost could have. Yeah, it's probably good he wasn't standing up and didn't have the temptation to run the third.
Well, there you go.
There we go.
It fell in there in right field, so he gets himself a double, digging for that, and runner in scoring position with two outs, everything with two for David Anderson.
Yeah, you like to see, you know, when you see three guys converging on the ball like that and one of them running backwards.
Yeah.
It just seems like there's a better chance for it to drop.
Yeah, they were all trying to converge. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That, to me, is one of the more exciting plays in baseball, though, is to see, you know, to see great defense or to see that pursuit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's really, and this one fouled off. It's a unique thing to baseball, right? I mean, to baseball and softball is that, you know, as great as basketball and football are, there's not anything like in terms of catching this ball out of the sky that, who you know, is off of a bat and who knows, you know, what angle and what speed and.
Oh, for sure.
And there's a ball low, 1-1. One ball and one strike, two outs now. Runner at second, the speedy Isaac Crawford for McDonald. Trying to break a 2-2 tie. And Anderson looks at the ball upstairs, 2-1.
We've done some damage this year with two outs. So, I mean, anything can happen for us right here.
Yeah. Bottom half of four, hoping to squeeze across another one. And he swings and misses at the changeup, 2-2 from Hampe. So two balls and two strikes, two out, and a runner at second is Isaac Crawford. Going back to the top of the order, and David Anderson, who walked his last time. The 2-2 pitch. Ball misses upstairs, 3-2. And I didn't mark down clearly what David did the first time. He got on base and reached third base. But I have to think back. I know he walked the second time. And this one fouled off, and he'll stay alive at 3-2. I guess I was just warming up in my scorebook keeping in the bottom half of the first inning because I'm like, well, Halverson, what did he do?
Yeah, and I'm not helping you out
either. No, it's when you see batter after batter, it's hard to remember exactly. What, walked? He did walk. Okay, so he's walked both times. And he gets hit by a pitch, so he has walked twice and been hit by a pitch, so he's got a perfect on-base percentage, but maybe a sore back after that one. As the lefty, Hampe. So runners at first and second for Cooper Mittenmeier.
Right.
Senior shortstop.
I remember Cooper's
seven.
Last that bad.
Cooper,
yeah.
Mittenmeier.
Yeah, the sack fly and RBI. That's right. And he struck out his first time. So a 2-2 game, two out, and runners at first and second for the Max. Against Pete Hampe, who's in relief of Isaac Crosby. And the throw to third, and oh, no, they got him. They got him. Crawford's trying to steal third. That way he could have scored on a wild pitch or a pass ball, but he was just a dead duck there at third, and unfortunately, they got him. And so Cooper Mittenmeier will be the batter when the Max come up in the fifth, but we're back in a minute with the top of the fifth for Shell Lake, tied at two on WOGO Sports.
Hey, it's Caleb for Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. The team at Livia personalized a weight loss and nutrition program just for me, and I lost 55 pounds in less than 3 months and have kept it off for well over a year. Livia also has the best pricing on GLP-1 medications, and they offer Lipo B12 and NAD Plus as well. Right now, you can save 50% on Livia's award-winning nutrition program. Lose 20 pounds or more by summer. Visit Livia.com, call 855-GO-LIVIA, or stop in to Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
To the top of five we go, and a new pitcher for the Max, says Smisky. Who is it?
Yeah, we got Isaac Crawford on the mound right now. So I haven't seen Isaac pitch in a while. Maybe in that doubleheader he pitched. I know his last time out it was kind of short, putting too many people on base with walks.
Okay.
But hey, times before that he's done really well. So.
And a non-conference game like this, good time to test that out. And so that means Eli step over to second base.
Yeah, you know, you got to give him some reps, you know, and
Laker leadoff hitter.
See where he's at and let him, you know, if that last game that I saw was his last game
right.
that he pitched, you know, hey, let's put that one away and come back out here and show him what you got.
Top of the lineup, so Charlie Usa, Kasten Melton, and Brooke Nagson, the 1-2 and 3 hitters for Shell Lake against Crawford, who goes behind 1-0 to get things rolling on this Friday evening. And Crawford wasted no time. Here it is. And this one fouled off 1-1. Not a lot of windup with Isaac. He's right
no,
to it, isn't he?
Yeah, and definitely a different style with his arm angle. You know, it's kind of dropping down.
So head coach Tim Reamer Schneider going with the bullpen here in top half of the fifth. And there's strike two from Isaac. 1-2 to the leadoff hitter, Usa, who has flown out to left and had a sack fly to right, advancing a runner. And this is a poke to short. Throw over to first is going to be in time for a stretching Ryan Smesky from the shortstop Cooper Mittermeier. And 6-3, Usa grounding out to start the top half of the fifth.
Good way to start.
Shortstop number four.
Good job by Ryan digging that sucker out of the dirt and getting you out.
So 2-2 game here, one out, and Kasten Melton now, the senior shortstop for Shell Lake. He has popped out to short and singled and had an RBI back in the third. Top of the fifth, and there's a called strike one on the fastball. So 0-1, Crawford out in front to Melton. So he does not waste any time.
No.
The ball misses 1-1. I have to say, of all the baseball games I've done this year, he works the quickest.
Oh, wow.
No, he's getting it and going.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it's like no pitching clock. I mean, he's like, here it is. There's the 1-1 pitch. And he misses inside 2-1.
Just missed on that one.
Yeah.
That was a good pitch.
Two balls and one strike. One out for Shell Lake. Top of five. Tied at two. And there just misses upstairs 3-1. So 3-1, Crawford to the number two hitter, Melton, who's 1-for-2 on the day, hitting from the right side, as all the Shell Lake batters have been on the day, but Hampe, a left-handed pitcher. And Crawford gets him to swing and miss, strike two, so 3-2 now. With one out and nobody on in a 2-2 battle, Mark Halverson and Seth Smiski on WOGO. Got a softball doubleheader for you tomorrow. All starts at 10:40 in the morning. As Madison Bauer will join me, 11 o'clock first game against Kimberly, and then a second game to follow here tomorrow on WDOGO Sports. Looking forward to you. Hoping you'll join us for that.
Yeah, Grant going out there and getting on the same page. Not that they weren't, but maybe he saw something that thought Isaac needed to know.
Like you can take time between pitches. No, I'm just kidding. Three balls and two strikes. Crawford ready to deal. Here it is. Ooh, and he just missed. So ball four. Kasten Melton is aboard on the walk here with one out, one on, runner at first.
Center fielder number 19, Brock Mason.
It brings up Nagson, the center fielder, the senior center fielder, who so far today, number 19, has walked and had a sack fly to right. Pretty good lead for the runner, Melton, over at first. Throw over there by Crawford to Smiski to hold him there.
Yeah, so far tonight, when they get on first, they've moved around the bases. So, that's
Crawford's delivery upstairs. Smiski going to gun it out to second base, and runner in there safely in scoring position now with only one out is Kasten Melton.
Yeah, once again, I think if Grant gets that ball out in front of Eli towards the runner, he's out.
Yeah, we've seen, for both sides, really.
Yeah.
It's been a day. But, hey, a 2-2 game here, so that runner in scoring position, like a chess match. And now Crawford's going to throw a low ball, and it's going to be recovered there by Step at second base, and the runner returns, does Kasten Melton.
It's good to see him getting a little more aggressive, though, with these runners moving around. But there's always that chance of the pass ball.
Right. there is. And just throwing it into the outfield or something. Now the throw over to third is not going to quite be in time.
Nope.
As now the runner is only 90 feet away from scoring on a pass ball or a wild pitch. So Melton steals two bases. And the count at 1-1 to what was a looking Brock Nagson. So now trying to even bother Crawford as the ball goes high, 2-1. Melton getting a pretty good lead off at third base. I don't think he's going to try to steal home.
I hope not.
Two balls and one strike to the number three hitter, Nagson. The lead run is at third for Shell Lake. There's a called strike, 2-2.
Yeah, the biggest, if we could get him right now on a strikeout, that would be huge.
Two balls and two strikes, Crawford to Nagson with Crosby on deck. And we know he can be dangerous. He had a double last time. And the throw over to third is to keep Melton honest over there. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know, Chippewa Valley Financial Services. Whether it's for you or your business, Chippewa Valley Financial Services is always here to help. And this swing and a miss, strike three, so Crawford gets the huge K, and two are down now, as it will bring up Isaac Crosby.
That is big, especially with 13, Crosby coming up here.
Isaac Crosby.
A huge one. Bringing up Crosby. Hitting from the right side. And there's the off-speed pitch for a called strike one. To Isaac Crosby, who has walked and doubled. So 1-for-1 officially on base percentage of 1,000. And this was an off-speed pitch, and it's over the head of this. Oh, it's caught.
Yes.
What a great catch. And super defensive play by the Cardinals' second baseman, Eli Stepp, and he keeps it a 2-2 game.
Good.
Fantastic play by Stepp.
Absolutely. Two or three more inches of height on that ball, and I think it's getting behind
My call was leaning into it. It was in there for a hit, but he's able to snag it in with a kind of an ice cream cone style. Mm-hmm. So middle of five, still tied at two, WDOGO Sports.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with five membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, two early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
To the bottom of five we go, and Pete Ampey, the lefty for Shell Lake, will face McDonald's squad. Cooper Mittermeier was at the plate when Isaac Crawford was thrown out trying to steal third in the bottom of the fourth, so it brings up Mittermeier, Smisky, and Stepp, the 2-3 and four hitters for head coach Tim Riemenschneider's squad. Well, a fantastic play defensively there by Eli Stepp. As able to just snag that would-be hit.
Yeah.
And rob Isaac Crosby of a single and an RBI.
Yeah, it was close. It was close, but thankfully he caught it. And, you know, we got a good spot in the order coming up as well, too. So let's do something with it right now.
Yeah, 2-3 and four. So Cooper Mittermeier now to start things off.
Cooper Mittermeier.
Mittermeier has struck out and had a sac fly and an RBI. Sac fly to left field. Hitting from the right side in that two spot. And Hampy's first pitch is right out to first base, and it's going to be caught out there by the first baseman, Isaac Crosby, for out number one to start the bottom half of the fifth inning here for McDonald. Tied at two.
Catcher number one.
One out.
Grant. Smithy.
All right, here we go, Grant. Let's lead her off. Get somebody on base here.
And Smisky, base hit right up the middle. Seeing eye single, you could see that all the way.
Nice. Nice hit there. You know, it's just getting somebody on base like that in a game like this makes such a big difference.
He's in that three spot for a reason. And a solid contact hitter. And the catcher's going to have a pinch runner come into the contest for him now.
Pinch runner number 14, Nash Winger.
And Nash Winger, the senior, is going to be pinch running for him.
Number two.
And he's the go-ahead run here in the bottom of five with one out, one on. And it brings up Eli Stepp, the junior, who's popped out to the pitcher and struck out in his two trips. Step in that cleanup position now. And the throw to first, and they got him. Oh, Nash Winger just in the game was getting a good lead, and he gets picked off.
I think it's that the lefty, you know. It's almost like he wound up, and Nash started to get further away from the base, and he just threw it over.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't see lefty pitching much, and he got
ouch.
Him.
And so that is a painful one for the Max. And this is a fly ball up the elevator chute. Center fielder coming over, and Nagson makes the catch in a very quick inning for the Cards. In the bottom of five, they go 1-2-3. We head to the sixth, tied at two, Shellake and McDonald on WOGO Sports.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To the top of six we go, tied at two, and for Shell Lake, the Lakers come with Alex Marco, Connor Schrankel, and Obadiah Weideman, the 5, 6, and 7 hitters against the right-hander for McDonald is Isaac Crawford, the sophomore. Sophomore right-hander.
Alex.
And in relief of Eli Stepp.
So far, Alex, pretty solid job. You know, we had a couple base runners last time, but getting out of it.
So. Talking about Isaac Crawford?
Isaac, right. Yep.
And so Marco, and this is kind of a sidewinding pitch, and this one takes a funny hop. Throw over to first is going to be in time. Good job all over that one, Cooper Mittermeier, but kind of shot up there off the grass.
It did. I didn't know how he was going to handle that, but he handled it perfectly.
He sure did. First ball
hitting. Yep.
Alex Marco, and brings up Connor Schrankel, the senior first baseman who has popped out and singled. So one out, top of the sixth inning, getting late here in this one. The Max are going to keep that and kind of a sidewinding. Again, he can come from different places. Isaac Crawford and 0-1 to Schrankel. Open stance on the right side and swings an 0-2. So the big thing always is throw strikes, right? And that doesn't mean every pitch, but, I mean, predominantly. And that's how bad walks are. So
yeah, yep.
There's the 0-2, and this one misses 1-2 from Crawford.
Yeah, you know, Eli, you know, pitched. I thought he did a good job his innings, but he put a couple of the leadoffs.
Yeah.
On base with walks, and it just
1-2 pitch, and this one a side armor misses 2-2.
It just makes things tough.
Yeah,
especially the way Shell Lake's been able to move around the bases as well.
Crawford, 2-2, even count here to Schrankel, the senior first baseman, and he misses low 3-2. 3-2, one out, nobody on, in a tie game, 2 apiece on WOGO Sports. If you have a need for anything, glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, make sure you call White City Glass, one of our great sponsors making this broadcast possible. Swinging strike three, so Crawford able to retire Schrankel for the second out here in the top half of the sixth inning.
Such a big pitch right there, getting that out.
And that's his second strikeout since he came in. And it brings up Weideman, the junior catcher, who has struck out and hit into a fielder's choice at third. And Cale Holm, maybe something, a little something for Crawford there. Two out now. And Crawford doesn't waste any time. And that's ball misses upstairs, 1-0 to Weideman. Two out, though, here in the top half of the sixth inning. If you're looking ahead to the McDonald bottom half of the sixth, it's Ryan Smisky, Alex Minen, and Mason Bussey. And this one goes 1-1 as the swing and a miss. One ball, one strike, two outs. And Grant Smisky bringing the ball to Crawford. He pats his hat.
The umpire's earning his money tonight. That's another one he took.
Yeah.
Took a good one off the mask there. And now that one.
So 1-1 to Weideman. Is hitless so far. And there's a sidearm pitch, and it misses 2-1. So Crawford behind now with two outs. Bottom part of the order. The seven hitter, Weideman, visiting Shell Lake Lakers. And this one to right center field. Is it going to get in there? And it is for a single. And then a little bit of a trouble in right field for Galvez, and he'll get it in and hold the runner to first base. So two-out single for Weideman, his first of the day, and David Marco, the right fielder, who struck out and popped out to second.
Number 15, Kyle.
It'd be nice to see him hold this guy on first base, be able to do that.
We got a correction. So this is Kyle Gleason now. Kyle Gleason is the freshman, and he's going to be he's the hitter because he came in left field earlier. And so he's batting in this spot because the changes that they had, Hampy, of course, stayed in the game, and Hampy's in the nine spot. So, all right, so nothing to Gleason in the throw over to first, and Crawford looking to hold that lone runner back. Top of the sixth, two out, runner at first, and first at bat of the day for the freshman, Kyle Gleason, the lone reserve that Coach Ryan Uza, and throw it for Crawford, not afraid to keep throwing it over.
No.
Sometimes, I mean, more often than not, you see somebody make one, maybe two throws. He's made three.
Mm-hmm.
And we have not, and Gleason's like, you going to pitch to me or what? So here it is. And there's strike one. So throwing strikes is Isaac Crawford. Sophomore versus a freshman here in a varsity baseball game, non-conference action here on WOGO Sports. And he fires one that misses 1-1. It's hard to get any live copy between Isaac Crawford pitches. He doesn't leave you much time.
No.
Top of the sixth, one on, two out. The count at 1-1. The pitch, and he misses 2-1. 2-1 to a looking Kyle Gleason, the left fielder now, number 15. Ahead in the count, 2-1 from Crawford. The pitch, called strike two, 2-2.
I was worried that was going to be that he missed inside, but
he got a young guy in his first at bat. I mean, you don't want to really let him reach base here. A 2-2 game, runner at first. There's the pitch, and it's upstairs. Misses 3-2. Mm. So Crawford making it interesting. Three balls and two strikes to the left fielder Gleason, just a freshman. Runner with a pretty good lead over at first. Weideman throw over to first by Crawford, holding him with Ryan Smisky there. And they're going to say he balked. They're going to call a balk, that he was too much in his motion, and so that allows him to get into scoring position now to second. So now just get the batter. 3-2 count, two are out. If you get the strikeout here, here's the pitch from Crawford. And the throw over to third is going to be over the head of the third baseman. And the left fielder's going to get it, try to make a play at the plate, and it's not going to be in time. And then the throw over Smisky's head, and the runner goes to second. So I believe it was a walk. And so that allows the runner to...
one overthrowing.
Yeah.
And a lot can happen.
Trying to get the runner at third base and not able to do it. Yeah. And now runner is at second in Gleason with Shell Lake on top 3-2 here and two outs in the top half of the sixth inning. Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire is the trusted leader in weight loss with doctor-recommended personalized weight loss and nutrition plans. Our own Caleb Swenson lost 55 pounds in less than 3 months and has kept it off for well over a year. And trust me, that's hard to do in radio with all the free food that people bring us. And so, anyhow.
Yeah, it's definitely unfortunate because, you know, I mean, we had two outs. We got a 3-2 count. And, and they score a run by, you know, on a wild throw.
It's a tough one. Yeah, it was 3-2, and I think, you know, he'd gotten the walk, and then before any kind of reaction to it, and really, if you could take it back, you'd love to say, hey, you know, let him have third base, but you're always trying to make the next play.
Yeah.
Livia's also got the best pricing on GLP-1 weight loss medications. Mention WOGO Sports to save 50% on your personalized weight loss and nutrition plan. Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. All right, 3-2 game now. Shell Lake with the lead. First time today. And Crawford's going to miss 1-0. All right, Kevin Bovey made it back.
Oh, he gave him a strike on that one.
He did, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So 0-1. And there's a ball misses. 1-1. So we've got a 3-2 Shell Lake lead and a runner at second. And this is going to be a smash to third base. Tough time over there. Then looking the runner back, firing across the diamond in time to make the play. Cale home. But not before Shell Lake scores one, strands one with two outs. And so we head to the bottom of the sixth. Max trailing 3-2 on WOGO Halle Eau Claire Chippewa Falls.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
All right, to the bottom of the sixth we go. Ryan Smisky, Alan Mine, and Mason Bussey as the Max try to come from behind, trailing 3-2. Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky, and our buddy Gavin Bovey is joined here. Dawson Halverson back at our WOGO studio. I haven't given him necessary props today. Thanks, Doss, for manning the controls as our radio producer there. And I've been the video producer here, but hey, we've got Gavin Bovey. I'm glad to relinquish it back to him. All right.
There was a lot of whining.
little bit. All right. So Hampy will face Smisky, Minen, and Bussey. And again, the Max there. It was a walk and from Crawford on a 3-2 pitch, and then Smisky trying to get the runner at third, through and over the head of the third baseman home. And so that allowed the runner to score. And ultimately, then a throw even to Grant was over Grant's head and allowed the runner to go to second. That didn't matter. But 3-2 now, so the Max going to have to come from behind. They led early 2-0. Shell Lake tied it then at 2-2, and that's where we've largely lived this game. But bottom of six here, let's see what Ryan Smisky, Alan Minen, and Mason Bussey can do.
Yeah, definitely at a minimum, we'd like to get this run back. And, you know, if we, even going up one, I feel pretty good going into the top of the seventh.
And the pitch from Hampe, the lefty, and it's going to be ball high and a wild pitch, if you will, but nobody on base. So 1-0 to now I've got these instincts that have been developed through five innings of wanting to click every ball and strike. But Gavin's like, no, I've done it. I'm ready to pat hand it up. There's a swing and a miss, 1-1. I'm just saying it gets grooved. When you get to be older, you have grooves in your brain, you know. All right, and you do things. 1-1 is the count to Smisky. He has struck out both at-bats, but facing a lefty here, I guess Hampe got him. No, it's his first time facing Hampe, I think. Yeah, because through three innings, he faced. And pretty well hit by Bussey. Long run to center field and out there, and it is over his head, and it's going to be Bussey trucking his way into second base with a stand-up double.
Yeah, you were saying Bussey there, but
oh, it was Ryan Smith.
Yeah,
wow,
that was
I don't
Ryan.
Know why it was. Yeah, okay.
You know what you just said? It gets ingrained in your head sometimes.
Ryan deserves the credit. Yeah, and so we've got Bussey is hitting third in the inning, and Ryan Smisky with that one. So
yeah, no, great hit by Ryan. It was one of those where is it going to go?
Yeah,
it was that close.
It was. I think there was some talk in the press box. They thought it was gone, and called strike one to Minen. So 0-1 to Allen, who has been hit by a pitch and struck out in his two trips. So officially 0-1 and a swing and a miss. 0-2. But again, that leadoff runner aboard on Ryan Smisky. I owe Ryan a couple of mentions here. Ryan Smisky. Ryan Smisky with a double to left center. And now 0-2 to left-handed hitting Allen Minen against the left-handed throwing Hampe. And this one, he hits it left field. Is it going to be fair? And he cannot get it. It's a fair ball. And that's going to allow Smisky to round third and head for home. And he's going to tie the game at 3.
All right. Nice hit by Allen there. And just the left fielder just not quite able to handle it. He had a run to get there.
Yeah, slicing hit by Allen off the lefty, and he gets the RBI. And we're tied at 3, so the Max offense stepping up when they need to against the left-hander Hampe, and now it's Mason Bussey. And the 3-3, so a brand-new ball game, tied at 3 here.
Yep, that's exactly what we need to do right there is at least get one across.
Yeah, at least tie it, and maybe like even better now with a runner at second and nobody out, grab the lead.
Yep, now let's get greedy.
Yeah, grab the lead and then put the pressure out, be 3 outs away, try to close this thing out, whether it's Crawford or somebody else, because Eli Stepp still has pitches left. And there's a ball missing 1-0 to Bussey. Your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore. New items added every day with amazing deals on furniture, appliances, home goods, clothing, and so much more. Name brands at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore next to Mikon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls. And also, you can find them in Rice Lake and Eau Claire. 2-0 count to Bussey now, the designated hitter, hitting from the right side. And nobody out for the Max, a runner at second base, and one in, one on, and nobody out. Bussey, the 2-0 count from Hampe, the lefty, the pitch. He's going to miss 3-0.
Oh.
3-0 to Bussey. Did have a double earlier and an RBI. And Ryan Smisky with a double in this inning and scoring the tying run. The 3-0 pitch. He looks at a called strike one.
I think if Mason was a little shorter, that might have been a ball.
Yeah.
Because he's been calling the higher pitch a ball tonight.
The disadvantage.
Yeah.
3 balls and 1 strike to the McDonald Jr. Bussey. And swing and a miss. Strike 2. So rallying back is Hampe, the lefty.
Now just make it easy on him and chuck one right in the dirt, right in front of him.
Yeah.
No questions.
3 balls and 2 strikes. Mason Bussey the big strong DH, and swing and a miss, he gets him. So there's the strikeout for Hampe, and that's his second strikeout, actually.
Yeah, you know, hey, props to that pitcher for coming back from 3-0 count.
Yeah, for sure. He had 3-0, and he rallied back to get the first out. And runner at second is Meinen. And Cale Holm now hitting from the right side. And Holm has flown out to center and grounded out to third. And falls behind 0-1. 3-3 game now. The leading run is at second in the form of Alan Meinen. He singled in Smisky to tie this game at 3. Bottom half of the sixth. McDonald and Shell Lake. And a grounder to third base. Going to be gobbled up there. Throw it over to first. He's going to be in time, and the runner advances. So Alex Marco, the sophomore, the vacuum there. But the runner advances to third base in Meinen on the 5-3 ground out. Two are out for Isaac Crawford.
All right, Isaac, we got him on third. Let's get him home.
Isaac has walked and doubled today. Then he was thrown out stealing at third base. Which, again, you know, to me, Isaac's got great speed, so I would go back and go, we'll kind of wonder about maybe his, maybe what his lead was or whatever. But the credit to Obadiah Weideman for throwing him out earlier. And there's a ball, misses 1-0 to Crawford. Runner at third is the go-ahead run. Max would love that lead heading into the top half of the seventh, trying to stretch their winning streak to 8 and their record to 12-5 on the season, heading into the latter part of the regular season schedule. It's a couple weeks left.
Oh.
High pop-up in the infield, and that is going to be, look to be, oh, it's floating out there in the center field. There's going to come in and make the catch, Brock Nagson, but not before the Max score a run through 6. We're tied 3-3. Shell Lake and McDonald at Casper on WOGO Sport.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Bases loaded, 3-3 game. The pitch from Gust. And this one up the middle, off his glove. He's going to have to go home. He'll throw and save. The game is over. The Cardinals win. Boy, Veer able to race in and get the game winner. The Cardinals win it 4-3.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. Hey, it's Caleb for Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire. The team at Livia personalized a weight loss and nutrition program just for me, and I lost 55 pounds in less than 3 months and have kept it off for well over a year. Livia also has the best pricing on GLP-1 medications, and they offer Lipo B12 and NAD Plus as well. Right now, you can save 50% on Livia's award-winning nutrition program. Lose 20 pounds or more by summer. Visit Livia.com, call 855-GO-LIVIA, or stop in to Livia Weight Control Center in Eau Claire.
To the seventh we go, tied at 3. Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky, our video producer, Gavin Bovey, our audio producer, Dawson Halverson. So it's going to be the 9-1 and 2 hitters for Shell Lake, Hampe, Usa, and Melton. And Hampe starts it off. He may throw lefty, but he bats righty, and he has walked and struck out in his two trips.
Yeah, we would like to definitely start off, you know.
Apparently it's Usa. So apparently I didn't write down whatever Hampe did to make out in the bottom of the sixth.
One, two.
Yeah,
three,
that was the catch. I thought that Gleason. No, okay. So it was. Did he rob? No, that was an earlier inning, right? That the great catch was made by.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. All right. So this is number 9. This is Usa, the top of the order. And count goes to 1-1 to Usa here in the seventh. Yeah, so Gleason had walked and reached second, and then Hampe had been retired. And the ball in foul territory, and backing up and falling down and making the catch.
Making the catch.
Is dramatic Ryan Smisky for out number 1.
The important part, making the catch.
Yes. In foul territory. So one is out, and now Caston Melton, the senior shortstop. He's popped up, singled with an RBI, and also walked and... stole a couple bases, reached third, but didn't score.
Well, so we need it right there.
So Isaac Crawford, his third inning in here. And again, called strike. So throwing a strike there to a looking Caston Melton of Shell Lake. Nagson, the center fielder, the senior center fielder on deck. Crawford does not waste any time. Bit of a sidearm delivery, and it misses in the dirt, 1-1. I don't remember seeing Isaac play baseball, so this is my first chance seeing him at second and on the pitcher's mound today. And there's a ball, 2-1.
Yeah, he played, you know, on and off last year, I believe, a lot of second base. I don't remember, recall him pitching too much last year.
Yeah, 2-1 pitch. And there he's going to miss, and it counts 3-1 to Melton. So Caston Melton being patient, laying off, and the count goes to 3-1. Top of the seventh, tied at 3. Shell Lake, the visiting team. Swing and a miss, strike 2. So Crawford rallying back to a that was a home run swing by Melton.
It was.
That was swinging from his heels. So the count now 3-2 to Melton with Nagson, the senior center fielder, on deck. Righty versus righty. Crawford, the pitch. High in the air. Is it going to be playable? It looks like it is going to be. And, Smisky could not. I'm going to say the wind kind of affected him.
Yeah.
Because he wishes he could have that
one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grant, not Grant's night tonight.
Mm-hmm. So pop up in foul territory, and it'll stay at 3-2 now to Melton.
That's a huge one right there. That could really come back to haunt us.
Three balls and two strikes, one out. Tie game at 3. Top of 7. The pitch, and he's going to get a grounder foul. Third base side. Time to tell you, check out the Metropolis Resort Smile Cam to catch all the in-game reactions and most broadcasts. It's constant smiles in front of Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire with Action City, Chaos Water Park, and on-site dining and coffee. Book your adventure today at metropolisresort.com. The pitch from Crawford, fouled off, and he's going to stay alive. So one out, and the count at 3-2 with Brooke Nagson on deck.
He's really hanging tough here.
Yeah. Crawford offering a different look, both righties, but a different look, certainly delivery than step earlier. And this one gets away, and it allowed the runner to head to first, and he'll race there in a hurry and see if he can do anything else, but Smisky out of there with it. So a wild pitch, really, by Crawford on ball 4, and that's going to allow runner at first with one out, and Nagson, the senior center fielder, who has walked, hit a sac fly, and struck out.
Yeah, now with the runner on first, boy, you'd feel a lot better if there's two outs.
Yeah, yeah, and still got the one out. You're right. Yeah, well, I think it always is something that can bite you at any level, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is when you feel like that something you feel like you I should have had that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So Nagson with Crosby on deck. This is a dangerous twosome here. A dangerous part of the lineup as Crawford fakes a throw over to first. Tied at 3. Shell Lake, top of the 7th, the visiting team, had asked their coach earlier, Ryan Uza, in the pregame, how was the ride down? He said it was windy. There's a fires a throw in. Runner's able to steal second base, Melton. So first and second now, or I should say just second base, and it brings up Nagson. Down 0-2 in the count here, so with Crosby on deck. But a runner in scoring position for. And then Crawford's going to throw it out to second, and Eli Stepp covering.
That's probably the throw that scares me the most right there.
Well, yeah, it gets into center field, and it at least allows the runner to go to third if it happens.
Yep.
So 0-2 to the hitter, Nagson. Runner in scoring position in a 3-3 game is Melton, the shortstop. Crawford, the sophomore, delivers a called strike. 3. Called strike 3 to Nagson.
That's big.
Yeah, and so Crawford gets his third strikeout, and it brings up Crosby now. Two are out. The cleanup hitter, Isaac Crosby.
Yeah, I gotta say, think that this is probably where Shell Lake wants to be here.
Yeah,
with Crosby being up.
And Crosby, the cleanup hitter, with a runner in second, and a ball in the dirt gets away from Smisky, and it's gonna allow the runner to advance to third. So Melton advances to third on the ball in the dirt, scooting away from Smisky, and now Isaac Crosby heading the count 1-0. On the day, he has walked, doubled, and popped out to second, and that was the brilliant defensive play by Eli Stepp earlier. 1-0 to the right-handed inning Crosby. Here's Crawford. And this one belted pretty good to right field. There's a long run, and it's over the head of the right fielder, Galvez. The runner scores. It's 4-3, and at least a double, if not more. Here comes Crosby looking for a triple, and he is going to get there sliding head first in with a triple, and Shell Lake leads it 4-3.
Yeah, you know, from his first pitch, he definitely had the power.
Yeah.
Or his first hit, I mean.
Number seven.
So for the Max, we don't need to relive it, but it is what it is.
Yep.
And so it's a 4-3 game, and so McDonald's going to need to score one in the bottom of the seventh at least. And right now you hope that's all they need to score, because Alex Marco up with a runner at third. And a wild pitch or a pass ball could score him, so you want to watch that. And this one gets away from Smisky, and it's going to allow the runner to score. I don't know if...
No, it hit him. Okay. It hit him. It just...
Oh, it hit him. Okay.
Yep. One off the top of his helmet.
So Marco gets hit by the very first pitch from Crawford. So it's runners at the corners. Max, seven-game winning streak on the
number
line
14,
here tonight.
Schrenkel.
4-3 Shell Lake lead, and Schrenkel, the senior first baseman now. And Smisky wants time.
Oh, we got a bat.
A bat, yeah, a bat was in the field of play. Potential running path. Schrenkel has popped out to first, singled, and struck out. And runner steals second base. And so those runners in scoring position now. Smisky holding on, saying, listen, you don't need to have another run come in from third.
Yep.
So Owen, 1-0 is the count to Connor Schrenkel, the Shell Lake senior first baseman. Max trailing 4-3, only one out. Make it two out now. And this one lined to right field, and it's going to get in there for a single. One is in. This is fielded by Galvez, and they're going to try to score another run, and they're going to do it. And they lead it 6-3 on the single by Schrenkel. So two runs score there. Crosby after his triple, and Alex Marco after he was hit. And so the Max with a tall order in the bottom of the seventh.
Yeah, you know, and this is where, like, that drop.
Yeah.
Or, you know, that pop
sure.
fly that didn't get grand in catcher, you know.
Yeah.
Because where it comes back to haunt you.
Because Melton walked.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I believe, if it was to Melton, right? I think it was
to
Melton, the second out. And then Nexon struck out.
Yep.
But then, you're right. Because ultimately, you're saying, okay, we're going to give you four outs this inning.
Yeah. They've done their damage with two outs.
Right. And so,
head score their runs.
Tim Reamer Schneider out there. As the Max are going to go with a different pitcher here.
Looks like Carson Galvez. Or no, David. David Anderson.
Yeah, David Anderson. They talked about him as a closer of sorts. But it's
he throws hard.
A 6-3 game. For a limited time, Royal Credit Union is offering $250 for new checking accounts so you can get the perks you need, plus an extra bonus for making the switch. Opening an account is easy. Visit any Royal Credit Union office or go to rcu.org. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25, insured by NCUA. So Isaac Crawford pitches 2 2/3. And in this inning, again, he gives up... three runs and is responsible for the other run. In terms of, I'm not going to get into earned or unearned or anything like that, but we had the earlier run given up in the sixth as well, so four runs total for Shell Lake, two outs, and runner at first base when action will resume with Obadiah Weideman as David Anderson, the third pitcher. And who do we got in center field then?
I'm thinking I'm trying to think here.
So,
I'm not.
David Anderson is your pitcher. And so Crawford's gone back. I wonder if it's Eli Stepp, right?
Probably.
Because Crawford's gone back
gone
to second.
Back to second. Yep.
So Eli Stepp is now your center fielder. And Isaac Crawford is back to second base, giving it his best go. And, yeah, you go back to that 3-2 count and the battle he had on going with Melton. Did strike out the number three hitter next, but, again, they've kind of exploded. Crosby's triple and the RBI and
yep.
Marco hit and then a single for Schrankel after a base had been stolen as well by Marco. So, all right, and David Anderson throws ball one, 1-0 to Weidemann. Weidemann has struck out, grounded out to third, and single in his three trips. Doubleheader tomorrow, 10:40, the pregame softball, Chi-High and Kimberly in the first one at 11 o'clock. This one looped pretty good to left field, and that's going to get in there for another base hit. And the runner's going to round second, head for third, and they're going to get it in the infield, and runners at second and third for Shell Lake, and they can't do anything wrong now.
No, they're hitting the ball where we aren't, so not much you can do about that.
And so Weidemann to second, and Schrankel to third. They've already scored three runs. It's all come with two outs, too. I mean, mm-hmm. I should say all. They did get the walk, and then there was two outs, and then a triple, a hit batsman, a single, and now a double. And, again, trying to get out of this. David Anderson gets by Smisky, and the runner's hustling, and the tag, and the ball gets away from Anderson trying to cover, and it's 7-3 Shell Lake. So Schrankel scoring, making it 7-3. Lakers. And the runner advances to third in Weidemann. Just need an out. Easier said than done.
For yes.
McDonald.
Yeah. I know. Feeling pretty good with two outs there. And the wheels are coming off a little bit. And, yeah, Grant not having a great night. Mm.
So this is number 15, Kyle Gleason, the freshman in the eighth spot. And he'll look at a ball low, 1-0 from Anderson. Senior versus freshman here. Righty versus righty. A big four spot for Shell Lake. And they only had three runs through the first six innings. This one fouled off by Gleason, 1-1. Well, propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels when you need propane for your home or business. Anderson's pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Quality propane and fuels. Committed to their customers and community. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. All right, Gleason now. 2-2 pitch. And this one tap foul. All right, well, it's a big task ahead for the Max. They've put a lot of runs up, so you never know. I would presume Hampe is going to be who they'll go, and then if they need it, they can always call on their St. Thomas-bound pitcher, Isaac Crosby, as they lead it 7-3, and Anderson misses in the count now 3-2. 3-2 with the runner at third, and a 7-3 Shell Lake lead as they explored for four runs, all scored with two outs here in the top of the seventh at Gannon Family Baseball Complex at Casper. And ball four. So Gleason, the freshman, draws his second walk in the last two innings. And they have just about hit through the lineup. Hampe is the ninth batter.
Pete Hampe.
And he was retired in the sixth, but and earlier, it walked and struck out.
Yeah, that's never good when you pretty much go through the lineup.
Yeah, it is never good.
Yeah.
Unless it's your team.
Yep, exactly.
Tomorrow it all gets going with pregame at 10:40 as Kimberly, the opponent for the Max. And I'll be meeting Gavin Bovey and Connor Jager out here at 8:30 tomorrow morning.
Oh.
You guys just want to camp? Should we just camp here?
And just move roll out the sleeping bag up here.
Right.
It's warm enough.
All right, so let's try to end this thing here. David Anderson wants to do that for sure, and the righty against Hampe. And Hampe's going to ground one to shortstop, fielded there by Mittermeier, and they get the out. Crawford covering, but not before Shell Lake scores four, strands two, middle of seven from Gannon Family Baseball Field at Casper. It's Shell Lake 7, McDonald 3, bottom of the seventh. Come on about WDOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with five membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, two early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
All right, to the bottom of the seventh we go, and for the Max, if there's a plus, it's the top of the order. David Anderson, Cooper Mittermeier, Grant Smiski, trailing 7-3. They face Pete Hampe, and he's done a pretty good job against...
He's done a fantastic job. I mean, we scored two runs on their first pitcher. He's only given up one run.
Right.
Yeah, he's... And, you know, he gave up two hits there, and then he went down 3-0 in the count, and then he was able to come back and strike the batter out, and
Bussy,
then kind of got right back on the wagon and away he went. So,
correct, yeah. And then he got Cale Holm to ground to third and a fly out to center for Isaac Crawford. So it brings up the top of the order again. It's going to be Anderson, Mittermeier, and Smiski. The Max need four if they're going to hope to tie this thing and try to extend that seven-game winning streak. The only loss they had in May, a 6-5 loss to Bloomer on May 1st. They've won everything since then. During this busy month of May, it's only the 16th. So Anderson from the right side, he has walked twice and been hit by a pitch. So he's been on base every time. And we need him to do it now. Hampe, the lefty to the right-handed hitting Anderson, the pitch. Ball misses, 1-0. Mittermeier on deck, Smiski in the hole. Hampe, the southpaw. Ball misses, 2-0. That's high and outside. All right, so Anderson, two balls away from getting a base. He has walked twice and been hit. Anyway, Max have three outs to play with. The 3-0 pitch. I was guessing. Now it's 3-0.
Well, it was a good guess.
It's called pitching prophecy.
Yes. Yeah, David was almost... thought about swinging at that, but able to lay off.
All right. 3-0 to the right-hand hitting Anderson. Here it is from Hampe. And that was a sweet pitch for strike one.
Yep.
3-0, I'm going to throw you a nice, juicy ball that you're going to just watch.
Yes.
Maybe think, oh, boy, would have liked to hit that one. Here we go, 3-1. And that's a called strike two. I thought was maybe going to be a little high, but okay, 3-2 now, so... Hampe rallying back. He did this to Bussy, and now we need David Anderson to protect the plate. 3-2. The senior fouls one off. Hampe is also a senior.
Yeah, I mean, in two very different styles of pitching, you know, between him and the starter.
Yeah.
You know.
No, it's a good opportunity for Ryan Uzza to mix it up like that for sure.
Yeah.
And there's a ball. Take your base. So David Anderson's aboard. His third walk of the day. He's been on all four times. And that's what you need. If you're going to rally, you get that leadoff runner aboard. And now it brings up Cooper Mittermeier. He had a sack fly and an RBI back in the second. He had a line out to first in the fifth. And he struck out his first time. So Mittermeier getting the instructions and stepping in on that right side versus the lefty, Pete Hampe. Carson, another senior. Mexico, senior at the top of their batting order. There's a called strike one. Anderson at first with a bit of a lead, but again, as much as you might think about him stealing, well, you got to make sure you're really careful here too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this catcher
Max got Crawford thrown out at stealing earlier.
Yep,
that was really costly. Some other and the throw over there. He's got a good arm, a good move, a very good pickoff move.
Yeah, being a lefty, he's.
Well, think about crushing the rally. He got Nash Winger there.
Mm-hmm.
So hitting from the right side, Mittemeyer now 0-1 behind in the count to Hampe. Hampe looks at the runner and delivers, and this one fouled off. So 0-2 to Mittemeyer with Grant Smiski on deck. Runner at first is David Anderson. 7-3 Shell Lake. They exploded like yesterday's rain with four runs in the top of the seventh.
Yeah, and they're, you know, good. They were hitting the ball. They were they're just hitting where we weren't. And
but it all came with two outs. So that was the extra painful thing, right? So close and yet so far away. There's the pitch, and then somehow it's going to be to the shortstop of the runner back. So a pop out there by Mittemeyer. He kind of stuck his bat, a very low pitch, and poked it like a chip shot in golf.
Yeah. You know, and a lot of times Cooper just, he does. He just kind of gets it over their head for a single, but not so much there.
That was an extra low one. That was something that he even made contact there.
Yeah.
So one out now, the Max down to their final two outs with Grant Smiski hitting from the right side. His buddy David Anderson at the lead at first, and the pitch from Hampe. And, they're going to call that one a strike. They say he broke his wrists. Yeah. I don't know, but that's the thought of home plate umpire Dave Johannes.
Yep.
Rick Beyer in the field. So 0-1 to Smiski, the senior catcher, hitting from the right side. 0-1 pitch. Off-speed in the dirt and knocked down there by the catcher, Weideman. Who else catches for the Max?
Eli will come in.
Yeah.
Yep.
1-1 to Smiski. Softball doubleheader tomorrow, 10:40 the pregame, 11 o'clock the first pitch. Jared Faraday and Chelsea Sikora's squad against Kimberly for the first one. And that smash by Smiski by the shortstop, a base hit, and runners aboard at first and second. There it's very similar to Smiski's earlier hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep, just kind of on the ground, but
hit them where they ain't.
Yep,
you know,
spot where somebody wasn't.
We've talked with so much of the coaching to hitters is guys are hitting more fly balls and not as many grounders, and it removes that opportunity to, in the shoeless Joe Jackson vernacular, hit them where they ain't, which he did. So runners at first and second, one out for Eli Stepp, the junior cleanup hitter. He's due. He's 0-3 on the day. Hitting from the right side. And he looks at a called strike one. So this could get interesting if Stepp gets aboard or maybe gets a extra base hit, something here. Runners at first and second. Got to believe. I mean, with the numbers you look at the Max have had and the scored, everything's been double digits except for the 5-1 win over Columbus Catholic the other day. And, again, that was a nice win. And a swing. Oof. And that was a swing for the fences there by Eli Stepp for strike two.
Yep. Got him with some off speed there.
Eli, I think earlier, did have bare arms on both, but
he's got a little arm sleeve on
he
now.
He does, on the left side. After being, he didn't get hit. He was one of the guys that didn't. It's a ball in the dirt, but protected again by Weideman. And 1-2 to a looking Eli Stepp. Ryan Smiski is on deck. He doubled last time against Hampe. Hampe out of the bullpen, coming in out of left field. The senior trying to clean up here and get the W. The pitch. He looks at the ball. 2-2 to Stepp. He popped out to the pitcher, struck out, and flew out to center in his three trips today. Righty versus lefty. The Max cleanup hitter, the junior, Stepp, looks at the ball. Three balls and two strikes now to Eli Stepp with runners at first and second. Max not risking anything with any steals here, maybe earlier in the game, but at this point.
No, and Grant's not the speediest guy on first.
3-2, and the pitch. And this one high in the air, up the elevator shaft, on the infield, and Hampe is going to make the catch for out number two. So down to the final out now for the Max, and that is Ryan Smiski. with runners at first and second, but two are out now, trailing 7-3.
At bat number 15.
Well, you know, Shell Lake scored their four runs with two outs. Why not?
They did, and we've done plenty of damage with two outs, and Ryan just coming off a double. So
yeah, absolutely.
Hey, let's do it again.
There you go. I like your thinking there. All right.
This time, let's put it over the fence.
Yeah, make it 7-6. That would be interesting.
Yep. Bussy, or no, Allen's coming out. Well, Allen, he's quite capable
absolutely.
Of doing it on. So.
Yeah. Strike one. So down to their final couple of strikes here. Smisky struck out his first two trips and then had a sweet double back in the last inning and was able to score on the hit by Minen. And there's a ball that misses 1-1. Started this game at about, well, after 5 o'clock, actually, so more than 2 hours in length on the day as we're past 7:30 now on a Friday night. Fish Fry Fridays in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, it's been a while since we've done
this one,
that.
In the air, foul territory, and it's going to get out of play. One ball, two strikes. Two outs, Ryan Smisky down to his final strike. Hoping to find some green grass out there and keep this, turn this into a rally here, trailing 7-3 to Shell Lake. Seven-game winning streak on the line. The pitch from Hampe, and it's tapped foul on the third baseline. Smisky stays in there at 1-2. Thanks to our great advertisers, so many of them, Tyson Ford, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Stelter Incorporated, Livia, Royal Credit Union, Bargain City, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, and Quality Propane. Helping us bring this broadcast to you here on WOGO Sports. Swing and a miss, strike three, and Hampe retires Smisky, and the Macs go down by a final of 7-3. We're back with the postgame in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Tyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Tyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Tyson Ford.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
All right, Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky back. Shell Lake winning it by a final score of 7-3. Let's recap the scoring for you. Both teams threatened in the first but didn't score. And then Eli Stepp able to retire Shell Lake 1-2-3 in the second. But then the Macs come through with a couple of runs in the second inning as Alan Minen was hit by a pitch. And Mason Bussey then also doubled back in the second, and then a fly out to center by Holm, but a walk to Isaac Crawford, and then a sack fly RBI at Cooper Mittemeyer, and the Macs able to score two, and then able to see Shell Lake bounce back by themselves, coming through with two runs in the third to tie it at two, and that's where it stayed for a while until Shell Lake got the lead with one run in the sixth to lead it 3-2. The Max answered in their half of the sixth with a leadoff double by Ryan Smisky, a single and an RBI by the left-handed hitting Alan Minen, and it was 3-3. There were other opportunities for the Max, not able to necessarily capitalize, and 3-3. And then Shell Lake, in the top half of the seventh inning, started off with a pop-out by the top of the order, Charlie Usa, the junior second baseman. And then Kasten Melton, maybe the at-bat of the day, Seth, is he battled, and ultimately there were opportunities to retire him that didn't work out. He walks a strikeout to Brock Nagson, but then they explode for four runs. Isaac Crosby's triple. They get some more runs after that, and they win it by a final of 7-3.
Yeah, just we tried getting to the second pitcher, and he was harder
right.
than the first one.
Yeah,
you
Pete
know,
Hampe, you're right.
Yeah, we were like, all right, sweet. They pull him, and then that happens. But a couple things. Grant not having a great night tonight at catcher, and catcher's kind of the position where you don't really say much about him when things are going mm-hmm. smoothly, but when things aren't, mm-hmm. it shows up. And then we didn't hit the ball enough to overcome it.
Hats off to Shell Lake, though.
Yeah.
I mean, impressive pitching, really.
Yeah, and both those guys were good. That second pitcher was very good.
Yeah, very good. And yet it's Isaac Crosby, who's headed to St. Thomas to join Easton Bob there. Let's catch some of the highlights here on WOGO in the postgame. Happy to his dad when he joined us in the game a week ago, said Easton had just got his first win, so that was exciting.
No,
the 2-2 pitch. Here it comes. This one smacked to left field, pretty well hit, and that's going to get all the way off the fence for Bussey, and the runner is going to round third and get it home, and it's 1-0 McDonald. So an early highlight for the Max as they got on the scoreboard in this contest. Getting it up to 50 after two innings is huge. And this one slugged pretty good to left field. He gave it a long ride, backing up the left fielder, is going to make the catch route number two. Runner's going to tag and get in and score. Bussey and the other runners move to second and third. It's 2-0 McDonald. I got to say, as we do these highlights, and Seth was kidding me as Gavin Bovey got here, but I got to say, that's a standard part of our radio broadcast. What isn't is all the things that go with the video. And so I really, my brain was stretched tonight in trying to remember to keep doing the highlights. So any of these I get here is like an answered prayer. So,
I give you credit for being able to do what you do.
All right, let's find out what else we got. It was nice to hear those two runs. Wish we could add more. Here we go. Virgil Amundson is a graduate of Rice Lake High School from back in the day, and I want to say it was a team that made it to the state tournament in basketball. He was a point guard for, and a former passer, and that one's going to get in there for a base hit for Crawford. Now he's going to dig for two. The throw to second base is going to get by the shortstop, and Crawford's going to stay at second with a double. However, he was unfortunately thrown out going to third, and so that ended that particular opportunity.
Deck,
and we know he can be dangerous. He had a double last time. And the throw over to third is to keep Melton honest over there. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, whether it's for you or your business. Chippewa Valley Financial Services is always here to help. And this swing and a miss, strike three, so Crawford gets the huge K, and two are down now. And there's the off-speed pitch for a called strike one. For one, officially on-base percentage of 1,000?
Oh, there we go. We had a highlight there. All right.
For one, officially on-base percentage of 1,000? And this was an off-speed pitch, and it's over the head of this. Oh, it's caught.
Yes.
What a great catch. And a super defensive play by the Cardinals' second baseman, Eli Stepp, and he keeps it a 2-2 game. And, again, the Max were really right in it right there. And even when
they
saw Shell Lake get the lead at 3-2, McDonald did rally. But it was just like all of a sudden the floods came like they did yesterday a little bit.
All right.
Their own hail.
Oh.
0-2
to the left-handed hitting Alan Minen against the left-handed throwing Hampe. And this one, he hits it left field. Is it going to be fair? And he cannot get it. It's a fair ball. And that's going to allow Smiski to round third and head for home. And he's going to tie the game at three. Unfortunately, that was really the last McDonald highlight because that's the last run they scored. And ultimately, they lose it today by a final of 7-3. Closing thoughts.
Yeah, just, you know, we were hanging tough. We were battling against some really good pitching. And, you know, it was a game that if you come away with, you can be like, that was a really good win. And, you know, unfortunately, that top of the seventh, got to us, and they were able to plate some runs, and that was it. But, you know, we hung with them, and against some really good pitching, and just didn't come out on top.
With the loss, McDonald drops to 11-6 on the season. Seven-game winning streak comes to an end. Congratulations to Shell Lake out of the Lakeland West Conference. They up their record to 8-5. A reminder that we've got a doubleheader tomorrow. It's a softball doubleheader, and it all starts 10:40 tomorrow morning. And Madison Bauer is going to join me on the broadcast for that doubleheader. It starts against a very tough Kimberly team, 11 o'clock game time. So come on out to Casper. Otherwise, if you're somewhere else, join us on the radio broadcast or the live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. For Gavin Bovee and Carter Jagger, the video production team here and set up and tear down, thank you. And also for Dawson Halverson, manning the controls back at our Wogo studios, along with Seth Smiski, I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us again. McDonald comes up on the short end here, losing to Shell Lake, but looking for better things ahead. Thanks. All the best to you. Join us tomorrow here on WOGO Sports. Good night.
Coverage of the Max is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken & Associates LLC, Professional Land Surveying, Quality Propane and Fuels, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Chippewa Valley Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, and Wynn Family Dentistry. Thank you for listening to McDonald Max Baseball on WOGO. This has been McDonald Baseball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO Max, your sports station.